can tell everybody. Go ahead and tell everybody. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. Yes, I am, yes, I am, yes, I am. I'm the man, I'm the man, I'm the man. I believe every lie that I ever told. Paid for every heart that I ever stole. I played my cards and I didn't fold. Well, it ain't that hard when you got soul. Somewhere I heard that life is a test. I've been through the worst, but I still get my best. God made my mold different from the rest. Then he broke that mold, so I know I'm blessed. Stand up now and face the sun. Won't hide my tail or turn and run. It's time to do what must be done. Be a king when kingdom comes. Well, you can tell everybody. Yeah, you can tell everybody. I'm the man.
Well, you can tell it. Yeah, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the show. Oh, boy. I'll let you in on a joke later. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am Brian Hammer Jackson, and it's hot in California. Real hot. It's hot in here. I'm going to open up the mic early. And one of the morning crews in here. Hello, Patty.
Pretty Pat. Hi.
Pretty Pat. Good morning.
So what's the temperature there?
Not as hot as you. Look at that, baby.
Do you know it's 70 degrees here?
You're hotter.
Anything's hotter than 70.
Yeah, that's in a... Now, I'm going to say this. I thought I couldn't. I thought I could get through this. I can't.
What's
I had some
that?
Dental work done. I had some dental work done in my mouth, so you're going to hear me not talk as proper as I used to. So
that's
get
okay.
Over it. I had to get over it.
Hey.
I had to get over it.
Hey. Hey, we all go through stuff.
We do, don't we?
You know, I can't tell that much difference.
Good. Good, thank you, kiddo.
So I think it's more, you know, the voice in your head is a little more visible to you.
I know. I need the voice in my head. I got a lot of voices. But you know.
Well, I didn't mean that. You know what
oh.
I mean.
Well, you open up that portal, baby.
Well, you know how you sound. You sound on the radio is totally different than your brain sounds.
That's true. You know, Pat, you know, here I am minding my own business, right?
Yeah.
And I'm on Facebook. Sometimes on Facebook, I'll comment on some things. And then I get, you know, sometimes they're friends, right? And I don't know who's who.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, I need followers, so I'll click, yeah, let's be friends. Then I get these people from these X-rated porn sites, wants to be my friend.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I'll click on Let's Be Friends. Next thing I know, I get, oh, my pussy's wet. Would you like a wet pussy? No, I'd like to have a dry one, please. How much is a dry pussy?
Well, it's the way you talk on air, dear.
Well, you know.
You're attracting that stuff.
I'm attracting wet pussy? Hello.
Yes, you are. What do you think you're doing? Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Oh, my goodness to you. Is that a confession? Wow, Patty.
No,
Patty.
No. Not at the moment. No.
Not at the moment. Let me see. Let me see if I can do my... I might have lost my lizard. Hold on. Let me see, Pat. This is for you. Nope, you got it. Yeah, Patty. Not at the moment. Well, hang on. The show still just started. You know, so anyway, they come in with this shit. You want to see it, this and this, and blah, blah, blah. I said, no, thanks. I have my pussy quota for the week. I don't need yours. And chances are there's some guy. There's some guy. You know, some guy in Nigeria. Who kidnapped everybody's pictures.
I got a friend request from a guy from Nigeria, and I'm going, what the fuck? My thing's private, right?
I know. Don't send any money. These fucking guys. These fucking guys. Now, Pat, you mentioned you got some cards. You got some cards? New cards?
They're being delivered probably while we're talking sometime in the next hour.
All right. Yeah.
So when I unwrap them, you're the first victim.
Yeah, baby. You know how that is. Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen these before. Like, there's a nice store in Niagara that actually carries quite a few Oracle-type decks. Not very many tarot, but she's got a beautiful shop. And she has a lot of demo decks. And you think they had this one? Like, no, you know. It was very disappointing. So I finally said, that's it. I'm biting the bullet. I'm going to buy it. I need something new. You know, like I tried those other ones on you the other day. My brain is needing new stuff.
Yeah, I know how that is. Yeah, baby.
Yeah, well, I'm always learning. You know what I mean? Like, always learning. You can never learn enough.
I'm learning to behave. I'm learning to.
Are you from all those friend requests you're getting?
Oh, my God. I think you were there one time. I mean, I'm getting all these friend requests and all these porn stuff. And I think you said it. Well, you attracted Brian. You did it. Don't blame me, Pat. Well, you did it. Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
You did it doing the motorboat at me. And...
Oh. Oh, you like the boat? I don't know if I can do the motorboat anymore. Let me try this.
Pretty good. Yep.
Yeah. And then when the boat breaks down.
Yeah, that's a good one. That killed me.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good one. There you go, buddy. That's the spot.
I had to tell you about the new deck because I'm dying to see it.
Yeah, I'd like to try it out. Try it out on me.
Yeah. Yeah, John doesn't like me reading his fortune.
Well, I don't blame him.
No, if I tell him any money's coming, he gets all upset if it doesn't, you know, like in the amounts he'd like to perceive. So
you said you told him when he's coming?
No, when money is coming.
Oh, when money is coming, not him.
No, we haven't had any of that for a long time.
How long has it been, Pat? You said about a year?
No, 15.
Oh. How long? Are you still counting?
15.
15 years? It's been 15
Maybe
years
17.
Since you were intimate?
With John,
17
yeah.
years?
Yeah.
I mean, that's 17 years of intercourse. I mean, have you, you know, did some head and juggled his balls and licked his balls or anything like that?
Well, we couldn't because of his problem.
Yeah, but he can still do things. I mean, has he...
No,
has
he can't.
You know, he got a boxed lunch, you know what I'm saying, girl? Yeah, you know, has he... In-N-Out Burger, you know what I'm saying, with the tongue?
Well, we never got... Thank you. I'm being
Uh-oh.
Yelled at that it's raining out because the thunder was going on and I had the windows open. And
at
I
least something's getting wet in that house.
Well, other things were happening.
Oh, I'm sorry. All right.
There were other people.
Wow. Now, Pat, 17 years. I mean, my God. I mean, you got toys, right? You got toys.
No.
You don't have any toys? You don't have a dildo or vibrators or anything like that?
No. Brian, I'm a Scorp. You're either on or you're off.
Oh, no. They got new technology, baby.
Hey, remember.
Oh, I can do the lizard on the boat.
Brian.
I know. Yes, Pat. Yes,
things
Pat.
Happen. Things do happen.
Yes, they do. Things happen to me, too.
I just can't talk about it.
Okay. Are you whispering to me? Is he close
kind
by?
Of. Yes.
Okay. You know you're sexy when you whisper. Whisper to me.
Oh, whisper no, to. My package is going to get wet.
And so is my package.
It is raining.
Yeah, your
you
package
know, I couldn't
is
believe
wet.
It.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Why isn't your package supposed to be wet?
Actually, that might
your
have
package,
done. No,
baby.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Oh, Patty. Oh, naughty Patty. All right. Let's go on
so
with the
what's
show.
The
so,
subject
Pat, can
for
you
know today?
The difference how I'm talking? Because I just got some dental work. Is it bad? I mean, do I sound bad on the radio? I know I'm
no,
mean,
you sound a little slurry, but not bad.
A little, oh, that could be a good thing, a little slurry. Come here, little slur boy. Talk to me, slurry. You little slippery slake, you. All right, I'll make it work.
Yeah, it'll work. Just give your mouth time to adjust, because I got dental work done back in January. And this one filling was like a lump to my tongue.
Right.
It was in the front teeth, right?
Right.
So I kept sticking out my tongue. I couldn't help it. It was driving me crazy.
Wow. You're like one of those puppies that had their tongue just hanging out.
No, it's just enough that it was uncomfortable.
I know. I will adjust, or you guys will adjust your hearing to understand me. So either way, it'll work. It'll work. Well,
don't
you
worry
know,
about
I bet your package is wet, Pat. You know what I'm saying? It is cold.
Yeah.
We're saying cold,
well,
so John doesn't know about your package. Yeah. Wow, baby. Naughty Patty. Patty, naughty Patty went spanky. All right, forget that. I got a show to do, Pat.
Yeah.
So anyway, I was telling them a story about these people, right? And I said, okay, stop it. And then they invite their other friends. And next thing you know, I got a stable full of porn people. It's like, come on, stop. I'll get to that later. So today is a call-in show. I'm going to take it easy today. Because it basically
well, I don't blame you.
Yeah, thank you.
Do you want me to do readings or something?
Yeah, well, you said I was waiting for your wet package. We could do the other reading, right?
I can use the other stuff.
I'm sure you could. Look at you.
You know, people just have to tell me which one they want me to use.
Yeah, I know. Whether the finger you, Patty. Patty's naughty today. You're naughty. Okay, yeah. We'll take a break, come back and read me, because I like to know, and then when you get your package wet, you can read me again. You know what I'm talking about, girl.
we'll be on the phone, so there's not much chance. Well, I'll be reading cards.
Oh, my cards are going crazy. All right. Today we're going to talk about Donald Trump. Yeah, you know, I phoned, it's one of these things that I'm testing out my voice, so I'm not going to talk that much. But Donald Trump, he spoke at a rally yesterday. It was some bizarre fucking shit. So, why don't you guys hear
it? Oh, yeah, he's trying to drum up money for his defense funds.
Yeah. $40 million these people paid. These people were sending him money and went to his lawyers, so no one, you know. But
that's craziness.
We're going to hear this motherfucker. and we'll be breaking in and saying how stupid he is. You know, we'll make our commentaries. That's how we're going to do it today, because I'm not going to talk that much until I feel more comfortable. But thank you for making me feel comfortable, Patty. Thank you.
No problem.
And when we come back, I'm going to get my tarot card reading from Naughty Patty. Naughty Patty the tarot card reader. Ooh. And I'm going to get that, and she's going to spank the cards for me. Oops, what was that? Okay, here we go. So, when we come back, Pat's going to read my, the tarot cards. And if you want to get read too, all you have to do is come in the studio. I had the problems with the S's, Pat, the S's and the C's. So, those are the two words. So, if I say anything about the S or C, listen very carefully and laugh at me. That's what it is.
No,
the S's
I'm
and the C's.
I'm not going to.
The S's and the C's.
But, I mean, this is serious stuff when you get your most work done.
Don't you know it? That's what she said.
No, you'll adjust. You will adjust. It might take a few days.
Yeah, it's like, baby, don't stop. It's serious stuff when you get your mouth worked on. There you go, baby. That's it. Keep that suction going, baby. You know it's serious stuff.
That took me 3 months.
It took you 3 months before your voice came back to normal?
No, before my tongue stopped sticking out.
Oh, before your tongue. Oh, look at that tongue.
I know that sounds stupid, but it was interfering with my tongue.
That's what she said.
I know, you could misinterpret the hell out of that, couldn't you?
Oh, yeah, and I have done it. I have done it. And if you want me to misinterpret what you say or anybody says, come into the studio, I will give you the number. The number is... I'm sorry, sometimes they have to laugh at me, I swear to God. I had a good talk with Laverne. Laverne was very supportive because I tested my voice out with Laverne. She was very supportive. And because I was going to retire, and I said, Yeah, because I said, I can't go on the radio like this. I really was sorry.
What was going on last week?
Well, I was getting it worked on, you know, and... it took me a while to adjust, and I mean, this is what you're hearing now. Took about a day to work. I was talking to Laverne. Took about a day that I worked it. But she, you know, basically she says, you know, you got to get over yourself, and I could barely hear it, and you know, you got to do what you got to do, you know. And I said, you know what, I can't let this be, you know, my loser out saying I can't do it. So if I succeed, I succeed. If I fail, I fail. But I know I got to try. So I just got to get over myself, basically. You know what I mean, Pat? And just do what I'm doing.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
Sometimes I have to give it a rest because my mouth hurts and I have to give it a rest. So I'm going to see if I can – this is live on the air, so I'm going to see how far I can go without me saying goodbye, everybody. If you'd like to come in the studio and talk to me and the lovely celebrity Pat, who's a tarot card reader, and if you're lucky, you may talk to Naughty Pat and get her package wet. This is the number.
Oh, no, Brian. Never.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, thank you.
Yes.
I was getting
baby.
Friend requests from all over the place.
Yes. 319-527-6099. That's the number to get in. And if you can make Pat package wet, you get a free tarot card reading. That's the deal today, everybody. There you go. 319-527-6099. Let it rain in Patty's panties. I still got the humor, but not the mouth. And we'll be right back for a tarot card reading, and we'll listen to Trump, how he wants to destroy the world. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. I am Brian Hammer Jackson. Good morning, good evening. Oh, no, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. You're live on the radio. How did that sound, Pat?
Pretty good.
Hey.
Pretty good. You got
not
it.
Bad,
why don't you slow down? You got
That's
to slow down.
That's what she said. Yeah. slow down. You know, the only thing is I can't sing with it because I'm like an idiot. It's not like an autism kid who's drunk.
No, it'll come. Give it time.
That's what she said.
Your tongue has to get used to your mouth again.
That's what she said.
Seriously. I know what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I'm getting
old.
I know what I'm talking about.
you know what they say, the older the person, the sweeter the berry. They don't really say it. I just made it up. The sweeter the juice.
Yeah, I was thinking you must have made that one up.
Yeah. Well, I also made up Canada Dry, if you know what I'm talking about. And it's not the drink.
The brand, yes.
The brand. All right, so one of the people, the X-rated people, they said, oh, they saw the promotion, right? Oh, so you're a radio person. I go, yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to listen. I go, okay, you little whore. Go ahead, listen, you little whore. You know what I mean, Pat? I'm a romantic. Here you go. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores. We'll be right back.
Oh, you're terrible.
I like it.
You're getting worse because you're worried about your mouth.
I know. I have no patience today, Patty.
Yeah, you've got to just realize that you don't fuck up your words when you talk slow.
I am running with scissors in the dark. We're very valuable.
I know you
painting.
Are.
Very valuable pennies all around me.
Yeah,
this is to you,
yeah.
You new people. On my Facebook, I'm going to be respectful, and I love you. I'm doing this with love. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores in the house. We'll be right back. There's some whores in the house. There's some whores. This is to my new Facebook people. This is to you.
Bucket in a mouth, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything. mop. That's the wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, wop, wop. That's the wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot. That's the wet ass pussy. Huh.
Yeah. I'm Brian. I'll be your friend for life. Tell me what you need. 1-900-BRIAN.
Nice, huh? Yeah. Yeah, but they do sell those. Like, you don't have to go on Kickstarter for it.
Well, we're going to start you off slow. There you go. Nice and slow. There you go. I like it. Shh, we have to whisper, Pat. Where's John?
Do we?
Where's John?
Oh,
yeah, we
here.
Do.
But you know what?
What?
I need
what?
You to send me that song.
Oh, really?
You know why?
Why?
I want to send it to my grandkids and say, Megan. And I want to send it to my son and say, you know who this is. Because
she
was
terrible. You want me to send you wet-ass pussy so you can send it to your son and go, you know who this is. It's Mom.
No, he just kicked a broad out to last September.
Yeah.
Oh, she was. No, it's been a year, almost 2 years. Oh, really? She's awful. She was a whore.
Wow. But you and
yeah.
I don't know how your grandkids say, Grandma wants to send you a song, kids.
Oh,
good, Grandma.
You know what?
Oh, good. Nana has a song for us. Here, how old are your grandkids?
14 and 20.
Okay, same thing. Oh, Grandma's sending us a song. All right, let's listen to it. It's a wet-ass pussy. No. No, Grandma,
no,
please stop.
No, it's the song about give me this, give me that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Give me,
you
know, let me
they're
fuck
gonna,
your life.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to ignore the other stuff and head the other part, the two little words like, give me this, give me that. I hear you. Hey,
oh,
Patty.
God, that was her. She was
okay,
awful.
Wait a minute. Let me send you this song. Hold on. So I don't forget. I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting you to go, oh, my, I didn't expect. Send me that song, Brian. I didn't expect that at all.
Well, it's not in my realm of music, so
right.
I wouldn't be able to find it again.
Right. I know. You're a nice girl. All right.
I would just like, because my granddaughter listens to that kind of music.
Yeah, she sure does. How old's your granddaughter?
14.
Oh, my. Yeah, the kids do. Okay, it's in your Facebook right now.
Believe me, there's nothing they don't know. And
I know.
Brian, I've been vaping in front of them since they were babies.
Well, vaping is not bad. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like...
No, it's been legal for me.
I know, but back in the 50s and the 60s, people were smoking in the hospitals back in the time. You know what I mean? I mean, people were smoking when they were having babies and everything. I understand.
Oh,
that.
It was terrible,
bad.
Yeah. My mom was.
Yeah. I mean, as long as they didn't hit the vape, you're fine.
No, but, you know, like, my grandkids knew it was medicine, right?
Okay.
And because I had a license since about 94.
Uh-huh.
For 4 ounces a month.
Really?
It was a little
expensive.
Is that
bad? I mean, did you ever smoke cigarettes? Did you just try to stop smoking cigarettes and you went to vaping? Is that what happened?
Well, that's what I'm doing right now.
Right.
I've quit cigarettes a few times, but my problem was is I really like smoking.
Yeah,
I mean...
Some people do.
It wasn't so much the addiction as the mental thing.
I know. You know, when people say smoking gets you hyper, I mean, coffee does the same effect as smoking. I mean, you know, nicotine, but it does calm you down. It feels good in the beginning, and sometimes you get a little jittery and you come out from smoking. I don't know, you know.
Well, that's
when
you smoke a lot. If you just
well,
have
I was
one.
A pack of, I was a pack-a-day guy, Pat. I was a pack-a-day.
Yeah, so was I.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
I'm smoking a lot. You know,
but
I was.
You know,
yeah.
It's not a pack a day. Isn't that much compared to some people?
Some people were like 2 or 3 packs a day.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Let me see here. Let me pack. Get your cards together. Let me play one more song, and then we're gonna come back. Okay.
Okay. What are you playing?
She's gonna read me. She's gonna meet me. We'll be right back after this song. Right after this song.
Okay.
We'll be right back.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep, I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride, but something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was
American Pie. Every boy's dream. You're listening to Hammer Radio Network. That's me. 96.7 Hammer Radio. My special guest, celebrity guest, and all-time world-famous psychic, Pat. She's the only woman that had sex with a ghost. She got pissed off with the spirit because the ghost didn't call her back, so she banished him from the house. She's the one mean lady. So don't ghost her. She'll cut you. She'll find you. Here you go, Pat.
I already shuffled.
I'm ready when you are.
Okay. This thing with your mouth, right? To do with work.
Right. Right.
It's... what you're going through is a kind of mental anguish or despair because you feel as though you've really lost something.
Yeah.
But you know what? Nothing's wrong. It's totally mental, Brian. It is totally on an intellectual plane.
Right.
I don't mean you're mental. I mean it's totally on an intellectual plane.
Right.
And there's always a dawning after this card. Okay, but this is kind of the extremes of feeling shitty. And the other thing was, yes, you were thinking of walking away, and you were thinking of doing it with no bloody notice. Do you know how many people would be pissed?
Not many. I really believe not many. I think a few, maybe.
Well, you know,
that I know
it
of.
Gives people...
Yeah.
Well,
but a few
know.
Is way too many. But you know what? A few is way too many. You know, if one person is pissed, that's one person too much. You know what I mean, Pat? Seriously. If one person is upset, that's one person too many. I really feel that way.
Yeah, like there's people that follow your show. And you don't realize that just like people learn to walk again when they lose a leg or something, your tongue is going to relearn your mouth.
That's what she said.
But like I said, do it slowly, and then your tongue is going to get used to the feel of the words with doing it that way.
That's what she said.
So anyhow.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Very good progress for you. I'm seeing...
Thank you.
That's usually the apprenticeship card, but with this situation, this would be relearning.
Right.
And the mastery card follows.
Yeah, because that's what my dentist says. I have to learn how to, my mouth and whatever. But what you're saying is true. Continue, Pat. Patty.
Okay, so now as far as your relationships goes, you feel like you are making sacrifices or that she is making sacrifices or that somebody's losing out because of this.
Yeah.
And if you think it's just because you can't do the motorboat efficiently or something, get over yourself. Do you know how many other things you can do?
No.
And
not
you're just
really.
Telling me about toys, so come on.
Yeah.
Take your own advice. Take your own advice.
Hey, how about this one, Pat?
That was
Pat,
better.
How about this one? Pat, how about this?
Okay, enough.
Oh, that's what she said.
So anyhow,
I'm missing. Yes,
I'm back to the reading, and this one's kind of serious. So,
yeah,
you feel oppressed right now, but you're not going to.
I'm not going.
You're not going to because you have the willpower.
No,
you really do.
Keep the bar low. Keep the bar low.
No,
I don't have the willpower.
No, well, you do. Like it's saying, like you know the concept of creative visualization, right?
Yeah.
Where if you believe something strong enough, picture it strong enough, it comes real.
Right.
Okay. Well, it's saying that's the situation you're in now. You have that capability.
Okay.
Okay, and it's going to happen fast once you set your mind to it.
Yeah.
And if you had walked away and recovered in 2 months, you'd be not kicking your ass.
Yeah, yeah. I hear that, Pat. I hear you. I hear you. Your reading is spot on, by the way. Your reading is spot on, by the way. I can't say spot. Yeah, it is. It is.
You just said spot.
I did, didn't
when
I?
You tried hard.
Wow.
You kind of slurred, but you said it before you thought about it.
Yeah, spot. Almost there. We'll pick up that word. We'll pick up that word in a month and see what happens.
Just keep
I got to stay away from the S's and I got to stay away from the C's for right now.
No, just practice it when you're in the car or something. Just
but you're
keep
spot
saying S until you get it.
Yeah.
Anyhow, there's a victory and security for you.
Yeah.
There's harmony in your home in spite of all this. And you've just got to take a leap of faith at this point.
I did, but Faith doesn't like me. She blocked me.
No, that's Faith.
So I tried Hope.
Fine.
And Hope didn't like me either. Hope doesn't want to hear from me anymore. So, hey, for Faith and Hope, forget that. I hear you. I know.
No, you're playing with the three fates right now.
Yes, I am. I know. How's my love life going? You mentioned it before. I want to get more involved in my love life. You know what I mean? How's my love life?
It's fine.
I know. I want to know if the cards know. It's fine. It's not fine, woman.
It's fine. You're worried.
Yeah.
You think you're not doing enough. You think there's something wrong.
Yeah.
It's not true.
My boat ran out of gas.
So what? You know how to do other stuff.
No, I don't. I'm an
autistic kind
of person. I'm in a slow glass. I'm the kid in a slow bus to orgasm. All right, where's Brian? He's
okay, well,
bus.
Then you buy the Illustrated Kama Sutra. And it's just, you know.
Kama Sutra. Isn't that song?
Have you never seen that book?
Yeah, I've seen it. I you know, remember back in the day, Pat, remember back in the day when they had the horoscope and they're the naughty horoscope, like their positions of each month?
No,
that you
I
like
never
to do?
Saw that.
You never saw
I'm
it?
I'm in
like,
Canada, for God's sakes.
No, it's international. Like, you know, Sagittarius would have this position, sexual position. Cancer would have this sexual position.
No, I never saw that before.
Oh, okay. It was like early 70s, I think, or whatever. You used to have incense. Yeah, but I know about Johnson & Johnson and Kama Sutra, and I know about the sex thing. But you know what? Let me tell you something. Yeah.
A lot of people,
you know, I think it's useless. You know, a lot of people are saying that there's a lot of positions, you know, like I don't know how many positions. But the regular person sticks to only three. They only use three in their lifetime. They're not going to use the rest. Three.
That's unfortunate.
But it's
That's
true.
That's unfortunate.
No.
Yes, but it's bloody
not.
Awful.
No, it works. Everybody gets used to it. They're not going to use more than three. The missionary position. The girl on top position. And doggy.
Behind, yes.
Doggy. Those are only the
doggy.
Three that a person really needs to know. That's it. Throw the book away.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Sure.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, my God,
Brian,
I would have died.
I could be serious, too. Huh?
I would have died if that was it.
What do you mean? How many do you use? How many do you need?
I don't know. There must have been 20, 30. I don't know.
Excuse me? You're using
track?
30 positions? Oh, my God.
Well, the chiropractor likes seeing me.
What? What? The chiropractor? Oh, my God, Patty. You know what? I'm going to have you on the show so you spill the tea. You spill your... You got some stories, my God.
Oh, hell.
23
They're pretty
positions
funny,
in a one-night stand. Get off. I only asked you to call me, but you know I can. Get off. Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man. Get off. 29 positions in one night stand. Here I am. Sorry.
Not in one night, but, you know, like, hey. Jesus.
Wow. Nope, three for me. I'm done. That's all I need. Three. And not even three in that one night. You pick the one. Don't be greedy. And it's done. It could be a doggy night. It could be a ride. It could be a reverse cowgirl night. There could be you on top night. Don't be greedy. Pick one, and we're done.
Gee whiz.
Yeah. I got to have some mystery
you know
for
the
next
honest
night.
To God truth? We broke my bed frame the night I conceived my kid.
Oh, my God, you animal. You Canadian devil.
The mattress
devil.
Ended up on the floor. It was terrible.
Wow, you guys just rocked that bed.
Old wooden bed frame, and it was it was from the 1800s.
You know, 1800s? You couldn't do it on a regular. You had an antique. You destroyed an antique of the 1800s.
I've got a lot of antiques.
Wow.
I still got it. We just repaired it.
You know, That was with John? John broke the bit?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, it wasn't with John. But I did say you conceived a child. Isn't that John's kid?
Oh, heck no.
Oh, excuse me. I just assumed that you're married and never be a kid. What was I thinking? I have no idea.
He's 40. 43.
Wow. Your kid?
This year? No, 42 this year.
Who, John or the kid?
My kid.
Oh. 29 positions in the one nice stand. Get off. I'll only call you if you ask me if I think I can.
Oh.
Get off. Let a woman be a woman and a man be a man. Get off. Only ask you to call me if you say I can. Here I am. Hey, Pat. Pat.
Yeah.
Patty. Hey, Pat.
Yeah.
If you had like one, if you had like a bottle, right, and it gave you a wish, right, and then you wish, right, and then all of a sudden a door opens and there's a bottle of smoke come in because your wish is coming true because there's a person you want to be with, right, your dream guy, right? And
oh,
then
yeah.
You see the door open, and the smoke comes in, and you hear the door open, and you see him walk through the mist, right? Your dream guy, that one time, that one night, right?
That's happened.
Yeah, and no. This is a new one. This is a new dream guy. Yeah, and
that'll
you already got your hernia operation. But you know, you already got a bunch of them. Let's go with one. Oh, my God. Something like the lottery. And so you go in, and it's the new dream guy, right? And you go, oh, he's here. And then you say, speak, dream man, and go, hello, I'm Brian. Hello.
Well, that hello would have killed it.
I know that would have killed it. Oh, my God. Hello. Get ready to scream, baby. Oh, my God, it would have killed it. Oh, how mean are you?
No, it's just the tone you got in your voice, that one hello.
That's right. I'll stand in front of you, and I do the helicopter and move my lips so my dick could go around in a circle. Look at this, baby. Good times. Good time, Brian. All right. Enough of Pat. Is your package wet yet?
Actually, John's parcel came and mine isn't here yet. Mine's coming by courier.
Wow. Yeah. What did John get?
I don't know. I think it's vitamins or something.
Vitamins? Wouldn't you be surprised if it's a butt plug?
Yes, I would.
Well,
I'd be tremendously surprised.
Don't look at his package. All right.
Oh, no,
so
he's
anyway.
So skinny, you'd notice.
Oh, my God. Well, before we get to Trumper, because I know everybody waiting to see Trump, you know, so Cardi B, that's the one we just heard, you know.
Yeah.
Cardi B. This is the one, just hang in there. I'm not going to play the whole song. This is Cardi B. So that's Cardi B. She was doing a concert, and some guy threw a cup of water on her on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And she got pissed off. And here's what happened. Here's what happened. Listen to this.
Behaving badly. This time, someone threw a drink at Cardi B while she was performing in Las Vegas, and the singer fought back. Kana Whitworth joins us now from L.A. with more. Kana, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. And boy, did she ever fight back. She did so with her microphone, responding instantly, hurling the mic toward the unruly fan who threw ice water in her direction. It's an up and up. This morning, hip-hop superstar Cardi B standing up and fighting back against unruly fans. The Grammy winner performing in Las Vegas over the weekend when a fan was seen throwing a drink at the rapper. Cardi B appearing visibly shocked before chucking her microphone towards the instigator. Security jumping in. The cup thrower whisked away from the camera's view. A separate video showing at some point during the show, Cardi told fans she's hot and to throw me some water. The DJ behind her saying, splash our girl, but it's unclear when that was recorded. Overnight, Cardi addressing the situation on Stationhead, a live streaming app.
Some assaulted. When water and ice get thrown in your face and hit too many hard, what happened yesterday was blatantly disrespectful.
And this incident, just the latest in an alarming trend of unruly fans antagonizing artists on stage. Harry Styles was recently hit in the head with this small object while performing in Vienna. Seen here covering his eye as he walked off stage. In June, country star Kelsea Ballerini was hit with a bracelet mid-performance, and Monica, transforming from singer to referee earlier this month at a festival in Detroit.
When I looked up a bit from the mic, I just saw a man strike what appeared to be an older woman. And that in itself, it triggered me a bit, but it also was very scary because the last thing that I would want is for someone to be harmed.
Artists have had enough. I mean, I think that's evident. So much remains to be seen about how incidents like this might change the concert experience. But I do, you know, I think that there's definitely going to be a zero tolerance policy that's eventually going to be put into place.
Now, that fan was escorted by security. No charges have been filed. And you guys, the night before, out of frustration, Cardi B also allegedly threw a microphone at a DJ at the very same club, you guys.
Okay, Kana. I didn't realize that she had asked people to cool down and then...
Raises some questions, that's for sure.
But didn't prevent her from singing without the mic. Kept the party going.
Okay.
Without the mic. Well, hey there, GMA fans. Robin Roberts here. Thanks.
That's what happened. I mean, if you ask Pam to cool you down and let's splash my girl, you know what I mean? You can't these people, man.
These people are getting out of control.
I know. You know, they're selling Britney Spears, the other one. Help me out. Come on. She's on tour right
I
now.
I don't know.
Blonde. You know this. She's selling out like crazy. What's her name?
Lady Gaga.
No. I always get Britney Spears and her mess. She's on tour right now. Oh, Taylor Swift. You know how much her tickets are selling for?
No.
People are showing up trying to get tickets. The ticket was like $3,000. There's one guy selling.
Is that crazy?
Yeah, no, you think it was crazy. One guy was selling the tickets for $15,000, and they're looking for them. $15,000.
Holy moly.
I know, right? Wow.
That's insane.
Can you imagine what the Beatles are thinking or any artist is thinking? Imagine what Beyonce is thinking. Like, what?
You know, she's thinking, keep those people away from me.
I know, right?
If somebody is paying that much for a ticket, I kind of wouldn't want to be near them.
I know. Hey.
You know what I mean?
Hey. I know what
like
you mean, Pat.
Like, you think they paid for you?
Right.
It's a head frame, right?
It is. Hey, Pat, was it your niece who was on the show? Because I like your niece. I like your niece.
Yeah, oh, yeah. She's nice.
She is very nice. You know, I'm going to sing this song. It's just, I do this with love. Here he is. This goes out to Pat's
Sheila.
Niece with love. There you go. Going out to Pat's little niece. She's a special girl. I love her coming in studio. She makes me want
She's
her home.
She's a very cheeky girl.
Yeah.
The kind you don't take home to my bar.
She goes out to you with
she
love.
She will never let your spirits down.
What do you think, Pat?
Great. I'll tell her about it.
Yeah, tell her. Go ahead and tell her. I'll wet her package. You know what I'm talking about, Pat? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I can almost hear Laverne goes, I'm turning this mess off right now. I listen way too much of this crap. I liked it better when he couldn't talk. And going on the radio like this, acting a fool, and saying all these naughty, naughty things. And Pat's going, love it. I'm going to come in and hit that boy. I shot the head. Here we go, Donald Trump. Yeah, that's what happened to Cardi B, you know. Cardi B. Donald Trump, here we go. Should we do a transition or are we just going to play it? Donald Trump, here we go. Here's Donald Trump at a thing. Listen to what he says. I don't know how long you can listen to this because I plan on just letting it play and me not talking that much. But
You wouldn't do that to me, would you?
I would not. So,
okay.
So here he is talking. And this was a day ago. And remind you that this guy's more charges are going to be put on this guy. He's going to be indicted for some more shit. So he decided to go do a rally about it. And this is what he has to talk about.
Adolf, he's a corrupt president. And you know what? I would have never said
this is a, you know, you have a nerve to say this is a corrupt president. He's talking about Biden. You have the nerve to say this is a corrupt president. You've been indicted twice, motherfucker. You've been arrested once. You raped a girl in the department store. And you're going to come up and say that Biden's a corrupt president? Come on. Here we go.
Look at Joe Biden. He's been illegally paid off. He's been paid off. This is a corrupt president. And you know what? I would have never said.
This is a motherfucker who said to the Iranian president, yeah, I would help you out with missiles and stuff, but you got to do me a favor first. What? Yeah, you got to do me a favor. But and don't forget, Jared got $2 billion, was it $2 billion from Israel or Saudi Arabia? Saudi Arabia, he got $2 billion, and his daughter, Trampa, or Ivanka.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was
Ivanka.
Trampa. Yeah, who had a deal with the communist China with her clothing line. She had to shut that down. But yet he's going to say that Biden's a crooked president. Motherfucker, you're the one who's being indicted, and by talking like this, you're going to have another indictment on you.
Well,
but
yeah, for libel and slander.
Exactly. This guy's an idiot. At least Biden didn't rape anybody in the department store. Well, here we go.
Illegally paid off. He's been paid off. Crooked Joe Biden has been illegally paid off. He's been paid off. This is a corrupt president. And you know what? I would have never said that. I have too much respect for the office of the presidency, and I never said that. I can't say great things about it.
I have so much respect that I'm going to take these hidden secret documents that belong to the government, and I'm going to hide them in my basement, and I'm not going to let anybody know about it. I'm going to wave it around. I even have the secrets and the secret documents for Iran, but I have too much respect for the presidency.
I couldn't believe when I saw how many boxes there were.
I know. I'm going to remind people.
I was
people,
like, oh, no.
I mean, do you hate this guy or what? What do you think, Pat?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I do.
You think that Americans are crazy even to take this guy seriously? This guy's a joke.
Oh, yes. I think he's dangerous.
Sure. You know, my short-term memory is bad. Donald Trump, he went against 2016. Who was his rival? Woman. Oh, I'm sorry, Hillary. For a minute, I had a... oh, my God. But
a brain fart, eh?
Exactly. Did Hillary Clinton know something we didn't? This was a debate. This was a debate between Trump and Hillary. Let's go back. Let's go back to when Trump first ran. I mean, I'm going to play his shit. And people want to hear his latest rally, but people have short memories about Trump. And did Hillary Clinton know something we didn't? This was a debate with Trump and Clinton when they first came on. Here we go. Well, I'm not going to play all of it. And he was stalking Hillary, walking behind her when she was talking like he was some kind of pervert. Here's some excerpts. Let me get excerpts first. Okay, here it is. Here's Donald Trump yelling at Hillary right here. Listen to what this guy. Here we go. Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, and he's accusing her of hiding a server.
See what I got. After getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails, and then you acid wash them or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it because you know what? People have been Their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about email. Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
In the first debate...
And we
the audience needs to calm down here. That it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time. I'd never get to talk about anything I want to do and how we're going to really make lives better for people. So, once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally Trump. You can fact-check him in real time. Last time at the first debate, we had millions of people fact-checking, so I expect we'll have millions more fact-checking because, you know, it is, it's just awfully good that someone with the temperament of Donald Trump is not in charge of the law in our country.
Yeah, because you'd be in jail.
Secretary Clinton.
Now, this motherfucker, we talk about servers. The reason what's going on right now is because they just called two more of his butt buddies because Donald Trump wanted to delete the servers. And let me get it right here. Donald Trump, delete servers. Let me see. See what he says about that. And that's why he's going, that's why, listen to this. This is why they're going after him the third time to indict this motherfucker. You just heard him. You just heard him say that the server, you deleted 3,400 mail and you'll be in jail, and you deleted the server and you should be in jail. Well, here's what happened to how come I can't get it? Here's what happened.
The server deleted.
I keep waiting for one of these morons who've been, you know, looking for Hillary Clinton's server for a gazillion years to sue Trump for loss of dignity.
He wanted the server deleted. I mean, the content that has been revealed of the not just the lack of character on an ex-president's part, but the depths of depravity and corruption and criminality is just something we'll never unsee as a country.
De Oliveira told Trump employee 4 that the boss wanted the server deleted.
I keep waiting for one of these morons who've been, you know, looking for Hillary Clinton's server for a gazillion years to sue Trump for loss of dignity. He wanted the server deleted. I mean, the content that has been revealed of the not just the lack of character on an ex-president's part, but the depths of depravity and corruption and criminality is just something we'll never unsee as a country.
De Oliveira told Trump employee 4 that the boss wanted the server deleted.
I keep waiting for one of these morons who've been, you know, looking for Hillary Clinton's server for a gazillion years to sue Trump for loss of dignity.
And she's right. That's why he's going to be indicted for the third time, because he told his friend to delete the video and the server because the videos will show the people with the boxes, taking the boxes in and out, and he wanted the server deleted, but yet he just told that she would be in jail. Lock his ass up. We wonder how we got here. And it's funny, did Hillary Clinton know something we didn't? Now, remember, they used to be friends once. The kids used to play together, and Donald and Bill were on the same plane with Epstein and stuff like that. Let's go back. So I like to visit that. Here's another part of that debate. And did Hillary Clinton know something that we didn't? Before I play this thing, here's another thing at the debate when he was debating Hillary. This was 2016.
With millions and millions of people discussing it on the social network. As we said a moment ago, we do want to bring in questions from voters around the country via social media. And our first stays on this topic. Jeff from Ohio asks on Facebook, Trump says the campaign has changed him. When did that happen? So, Mr. Trump, let me add to that. When you walked off that bus at age 59, were you a different man, or did that behavior continue until just recently? And you have 2 minutes for this.
As I told you, that was locker room talk. I'm not proud of it. I am a person who has great respect.
Okay. They were talking, at this point, they're talking about the video with Trump, you know, when he's on the bus saying that he wants to do it, is that they let you do it if you're a celebrity, they let you touch him and let you touch it. So that's what she's referring to. Yeah. So she's referring to that video. And so now he's making a comment and saying that was just locker room talk. So here it is.
For people, for my family, for the people of this country, and certainly I'm not proud of it, but that was something that happened. If you look at Bill Clinton, far worse, minor words, and his was action. His was what he's done to women. There's never been anybody in the history of politics in this nation that's been so abusive to women. So you can say any way you want to say it, but Bill Clinton was abusive to women. Hillary Clinton attacked those same women and attacked them viciously, four of them here tonight. One of the women, who is a wonderful woman, at 12 years old, was raped at 12. Her client, she represented, got him off, and she's seen laughing on two separate occasions, laughing at the girl who was raped. Kathy Shelton, that young woman, is here with us tonight. So don't tell me about words. I apologize for those words. But it is things that people say. But what President Clinton did, he was impeached. He lost his license to practice law. He had to pay an $850,000 fine to one of the women, Paula Jones, who's also here tonight. And I will tell you that when Hillary brings up a point like that, and she talks about words that I said 11 years ago, I think it's disgraceful, and I think she should be ashamed of herself, if you want to know the truth.
Can we please hold the applause? Secretary Clinton, you have 2 minutes. Well, first, let me start by saying that so much of what he's just said is not right, but he gets to run his campaign any way he chooses. He gets to decide what he wants to talk about. Instead of answering people's questions, talking about our agenda, laying out the plans that we have that we think can make a better life and a better country, that's his choice. When I hear something like that, I am reminded of what my friend Michelle Obama advised us all. When they go low, you go high. And look, if this were just about one video, maybe what he's saying tonight would be understandable. But everyone can draw their own conclusions at this point about whether or not the man in the video or the man on the stage respects women. But he never apologizes for anything to anyone. He never apologized to Mr. and Mrs. Khan, the Gold Star family, whose son, Captain Khan, died in the line of duty in Iraq, and Donald insulted and attacked them for weeks over their religion. He never apologized to the distinguished federal judge who was born in Indiana. But Donald said he couldn't be trusted to be a judge because his parents were, quote, Mexican. He never apologized to the reporter that he mimicked and mocked on national television and our children were watching. And he never apologized for the racist lie that President Obama was not born in the United States of America. He owes the president an apology. He owes our country an apology. And he needs to take responsibility for his actions and his words.
Well, you owe the president an apology because, as you know very well, your campaign, Sidney Blumenthal, he's another real winner that you have. And he's the one that got this started along with your campaign manager. And they were on television just 2 weeks ago, she was, saying exactly that. So you really owe him an apology. You're the one that sent the pictures around your campaign, sent the pictures around with President Obama in a certain garb. That was long before I was ever involved. So you actually owe an apology. Number two, Michelle Obama. I've gotten to see the commercials that they did on you. And I've gotten to see some of the most vicious commercials I've ever seen of Michelle Obama talking about you, Hillary. So you talk about friend. Go back and take a look at those commercials, a race where you lost fair and square, unlike the Bernie Sanders race where you won, but not fair and square, in my opinion. And all you have to do is take a look at WikiLeaks and just see what they said about Bernie Sanders and see what Deborah Wasserman Schultz had in mind, because Bernie Sanders, between superdelegates and Deborah Wasserman Schultz, he never had a chance. And I was so surprised to see him sign on with the devil. But when you talk about apology, I think the one that you should really be apologizing for, and the thing that you should be apologizing for, are the 33,000 emails that you deleted and that you acid washed. And then the two boxes of emails and other things last week that were taken from an office and are now missing. And I'll tell you what, I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it, and I hate to say it, but if I win, I am going to instruct my Attorney General to get a special prosecutor to look into your situation, because there has never been so many lies, so much deception. There has never been anything like it, and we're going to have a special prosecutor. When I speak, I go out and speak, the people of this country are furious. In my opinion, the people that have been long-term workers at the FBI are furious. There has never been anything like this where emails and you get a subpoena, and after getting the subpoena, you delete 33,000 emails. And then you acid wash them, or bleach them, as you would say, a very expensive process. So we're going to get a special prosecutor, and we're going to look into it, because you know what? People have been, their lives have been destroyed for doing one-fifth of what you've done, and it's a disgrace. And honestly, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Secretary Clinton, I want to follow up on that. I'm going to let you talk about it now.
Because everything he just said is absolutely false, but I'm not surprised.
Really?
In the first debate,
and we
in the
really,
first
the
debate,
audience needs to
I
calm
told
down
people
here.
That it would be impossible to be fact-checking Donald all the time. I'd never get to talk about anything I want to do and how we're going to really make lives better for people. So, once again, go to HillaryClinton.com. We have literally...
There you go. The guy was lying back then. And if you don't believe, we're going to play him
and
currently
it's
now.
And such nasty stuff, and it's always the same. They're hiding.
It's always, yeah, and that was 2016. That was 2016. When we come back, you're going to hear 2024 because he's running again. And now he's caught up in this bunch of lies. He's been indicted twice. He's been impeached twice. Another indictment coming down, I think. He was on he did his rally yesterday, and we're going to hear a little bit about it. And the reason he's going to be indicted the third time is because he asked his people, his maintenance worker and everybody, to delete, not only delete the server, but get rid of the video cameras, because we don't want to see people coming back and forth that let them know that I stole the documents. That was a week ago. And when we come back, you'll hear why he said it. You see what I'm trying to say? So stay tuned. And Patty, let me know when your new cards come in, because I'd like you to read me again.
I'm waiting.
Yeah,
I'm waiting impatiently.
Yes, you are. Impatiently waiting on you. 319-527-6099. That's the number. Pat, that's the number. They could talk to me. You think they want to talk to me?
I think so.
You think people want to talk to me, Pat?
Well, where is everybody? So? Where is Sarge and everybody?
They left me, Pat. They left me alone.
No.
I'm
Why?
All alone. They abandoned me, Pat. They abandoned me.
No.
Yeah.
You can't become
Pat.
The truth.
Yeah, I am. I'm a lone wolf, Pat. I'm a lone wolf.
He should be on here right now screaming about Trump, how we're all wrong.
No. They left me.
Seriously?
You know. Yeah, Pat, it's only me and you now. Everybody left me.
Get out.
I'll
Where's
start
Melissa?
It up again. Melissa is mending. She has a boo-boo. She is mending.
Oh,
I
she's
think she's
still
listening
having
now.
A boo-boo, is she? Oh,
she still
I'm
has
sorry
a little,
to
she
hear
has a
that.
Little owie now. She has a little owie. She's mending. She's doing good. Laverne is listening. She's a sweetheart. She's doing good.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. You know, Pat, I used to have a voice that'll make your package wet. You know what I'm saying, girly girl? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where's
don't want to hear that all the time.
Yes, they do. That's all I know.
I only got you, Pat.
You listen, woman. And you listen good.
listen good, eh?
Yeah, you listen good. You know what, Pat? I'm going to play a song for you. And I mean it for the best of my heart because I have to take a break. And then we're going to play his rally that he's trying to defend himself, but he's about to be indicted. So you heard
the
past.
Well, I was waiting to hear that. Yeah, because it sounds terrible already.
Yeah, it does.
Listening
to him. I got to sing a song.
Okay,
ready? Okay. Shh.
Yep.
Don't let John hear it because there's a song from you, from me to you. It's a romantic song, Pat. Okay, listen to the words, Pat. We'll be right back.
That song.
Well, he's around because he unmuted me.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
And you're here, and I didn't know you were here.
I've only been here for a minute.
Oh, is he being rude today or what?
No. No. But, you know, I broke my femur.
Oh, no.
And, I went into the orthopedic doctor early this morning. And I had the staples out. Oh, my God, that hurt. worse than I thought. It was like this burning. It was terrible. But, yeah, I'm on the mend. I got to see the hardware they put in. That was interesting.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm tired. You know what I mean? It's like this has been like a big process of, like,
well,
healing.
Well, stretches,
you know?
And everything else. And,
oh, yeah.
Oh,
absolutely.
That's a real pain, the crutches.
Yeah.
I broke my leg 5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I got high, and my granddaughter left a hoodie on the floor, and down I went, right?
Oh.
So there went my leg. And, you know, I didn't scream, didn't cry, no nothing. I knew it was broke. You know, it was. You know, I've broken my leg, like, that'll be number 6, right? So.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, Adler, go wake up John, because we're going to the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty crazy. So I'm just sort of like recently laying low, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, trying to get comfortable.
I can understand.
Really,
and yeah, the pain is really distracting, isn't it?
It is. Yep, it is.
Because you want to think about other stuff, and your brain just keeps going back to Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Pardon my language, but, you know.
You know,
I
did today, though?
Offended.
I caught myself walking around. I forgot. You know, you were talking to Brian about the power of your mind.
Yeah.
And I
didn't
forgot,
know that.
And I was walking
can
around.
Can anybody hear me?
Yeah, we
can
hear you.
Yeah, I was muted. Wait, 1 second, ladies, 1 second. 602, yeah. You're live on the air with the marvelous Melissa and Pretty Pat. There you go. 602.
Hey, good morning, Brian.
Hey,
good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
Good
morning.
How y'all doing today?
We're doing good. I had the pleasure of talking to my brother over the weekend.
Good.
I haven't heard his voice
good.
In a long time. Yeah, we talk well on our phone.
Oh,
didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah. We had a real good time. I enjoyed it.
I
yeah.
did too.
It's always good talking to you, brother Brian.
Well, it's always good talking to you, brother King. It's nice to talk to somebody with my pants up. You know what I mean? Because usually when I talk to Melissa, you know what I'm saying. I pulled my pants up. I got to get respect for my brother. No, you're not.
No.
And
no.
I haven't forgot about calling you either, Pat. I'll give you a call later today. Yeah.
Oh,
so we can definitely touch bases on some things I've been dealing with, you know, and I just, you know, but I'll give you a call soon.
Okay. We'll
yeah.
do
hey,
that.
Hey, Pat.
We'll do that.
Pat, can you read my brother? He's been going through some stuff. Will you? Hey, King, would you mind that Pat read you? Will you mind that?
Yeah. Yes, that's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, just give me a second. I'm outside.
He's been going
through
a lot, and he got my 100% support. And I know he got Melissa's, and I can't talk about Melissa. She's right here, but I'm sure you got her.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Absolutely.
Melissa, she keep posting that good food up there. Be having me hungry every day. I'm like,
I know.
Hey.
I know.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah.
Just a second. Yeah. I'm just in the process of getting my cards. I was outside petting the local kitty. So.
You know what, you guys? I got some breaking news if you already don't know.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sure.
Pee-wee Herman died. Pee-wee Herman
what?
Died.
What?
Yeah,
hey.
No.
Man.
Yeah.
How old was he?
Paul Rubens. 70.
No.
Yep.
Is
Man.
That all?
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, my.
How old
Man.
Gosh darn it. Everybody my
I'm
age
shocked.
Is dying.
I'm shocked.
Mm.
Yeah.
It
said he had a private battle with cancer.
Oh, my.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't everybody lately?
I know, both of you.
Yeah.
I went to see that.
Yeah, I'm
going to
miss
the
old Pee-wee Herman, though.
Oh, I love that movie.
I might dress up as him for Halloween. No.
Oh, do it. Do it.
Yeah, wow. Me and my kids, we were just watching him a few weeks ago. Yeah. Man, I grew up on him.
I can't
believe that.
Just today, though, Brian. It was just today.
My God, what cancer did he have?
I didn't get that far. King, did you?
No, I was caught when I was calling in just now, you know, to get on the show. I was reading it, you know, but I didn't get a chance to finish reading through it all.
Okay, somebody read through it because now you got my interest.
Yeah. I know that he had a controversial, it kind of ruined him. I guess he had this collection of like nude pictures of children.
Yeah.
Does anybody remember that?
Yeah, I do. And that was after he was caught in the theater, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And then they were watching him probably.
Yep. So, he kind of disappeared.
Yeah, he's 70 years old.
Yep.
Well, let me read this until Pat Kopacki can finish getting ready to read King. But I'll read this. Melissa, thank you for bringing it to my attention.
You're welcome. He's doing that somewhere.
Yeah. Here we go. Pee Wee Herman, actor Paul Rubens, dies from cancer at age 70. 70 years old. I hope it's not prostate. Please don't let it be prostate. Please don't let it be prostate. Please don't let it be prostate. Here we go. Paul Rubens, the actor, comedian, whose character Pee Wee Herman became a phenomenon through films and TV shows. He has died. He was 70. Rubens died Sunday night after a six-year struggle with cancer that he did not make public. Published 6 years. 6 years he had cancer.
Wow.
It says, please accept my apology for not going public with it. I've been facing the last 6 years, Ruben, that's what he said, in a statement released Monday in an announcement of his death. I have always felt a huge amount of love and respect for my friends and fans and supportive. I have loved you all so much by making you laugh. What kind of cancer? The character was with too tight gray suit with chunky loafers and red bow tie, was best known for his Pee Wee Big Adventure and television series Pee Wee Playhouse. What kind of cancer? I told you that he created this. I'm trying to find the cancer. The show closely resembled the format Saturday morning, Pee Wee Playhouse, blah, blah, blah. Captain Carl, HBO will air the show as a special. Pee Wee got his wish to fly, Steve Martin tweeted after his death. Thanks, Paul Rubens, for the brilliant off-the-wall comedy. Here's the breaking news.
So they're
news,
not
going to
tell us.
Here's
they
how
will.
It was played.
Don't worry, it'll come
on,
out.
Here's the breaking news. Here we go. I can't get sound on it.
Herman has died. Rubens, the actor known for his portrayal of Pee Wee Herman, has died at the age of 70 after a private battle with cancer. A statement from Rubens' team said he passed away last night, calling him, quote, an iconic American actor, comedian, writer, and producer whose beloved character, Pee Wee Herman, delighted generations of children and adults with his positivity, whimsy, and belief in the importance of kindness. Rubens adding in that post, quote, please accept my apology for not going public with what I've been facing for the last 6 years. I have always felt a huge amount of love and respect from friends, fans, and supporters. I have loved you all so much and enjoyed making art for you.
Wow. Dead at 70 years old, 76 years facing cancer. Wow. I still like a little kind
out.
Of cancer. Yeah.
Don't worry, it will come out. You'll hear it.
Yeah. Wow. Ruben died after a six-year struggle with cancer that did not make it public. Wow. All right, we got card reading going on here with Mr. King.
Hey.
And one last thing. Hold on. Let me see here. Pee-wee, man. Pee-wee. What a guy. What a guy.
Yeah.
You miss him? I mean, he was a good guy, right? I mean, King grew up, King Kid, he grew up with him, so, you know.
We all
really?
We all.
Yeah.
You grew up physically with him, or you mean watching his stuff?
Watching his stuff.
Yeah.
Was he
My
Canadian?
My favorite part, King. King,
was
remember the part of the movie when he gives Francis the gum, or Francis, he gives him the gum, and it's all black and pouring out of his mouth? That's my favorite part. I love that
yeah.
part.
you know what? I was like the parent when that that show came out.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. It really was.
Pee Wee, can I have some gum? Sure.
Yeah, remember when it's all pouring out? Stop ahead, Francis.
And my dad says, I can have what I want, and I want your body.
Yeah, remember the bike?
Oh, yeah.
It was
okay,
so
I'm good to reading.
Funny.
Okay, we got to get to the reading. We got to get to the reading before it fades. Ladies and gentlemen, the reading of King and Pat.
There is some concern about things not becoming as beneficial as they are yet. And there's a partnership looming that could bring really good success. That success could change everything, and money would follow. Now, there is a victory. You'll be getting your wish. There is a few suspicions of leaving things behind when this happens. Like, you really will have to walk away from a lot of people and things. And there's new beginnings for you at a distance from where you are. Now, you can choose to decide to be defensive and disappointed about what's going on at the moment, or you could choose to think, this is really setting me up for a new beginning, and I'm going to be okay when I move. Not necessarily residence move, but when you make your big move.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. It's all making sense. It's definitely all making sense right now. So, oh, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm thinking you might have to change cities or commute quite a bit.
Yeah. Well, you know, to follow up with that, I just recently did an interview with Spirit Aerosystems. We make commercial airplanes. And so I just had my interview with them Friday, and so I'll be getting the email here soon to go to the next step with the hiring process. And so that's that part. The paid partnership, I don't know. That might be going towards the music part. I'm not sure. But I know with that, me and my publicist discussed some things. You know, but as far as the moving the cities part, you know, I enjoy being back home here in Wichita, Kansas, but
yeah,
it's different, you know, and right now I'm just kind of, I'm in between going back and forth on deciding if I really want to stay here, if I really want to just move, you know, because there's just some things I'm not getting jiggy with right now, you know, and So yeah, that's all very accurate. You know, it's very accurate.
You know, the job at the distance, it is not just the only money I see. This is the publicist,
yeah.
Or this is your agent, would you call him?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This
yes.
is
publicist.
Something coming through there. This is that
yes.
stuff. Okay. Is there a partnership
yes.
going on right now, like other than him?
You know, okay, so I don't know if you were on, but there was this time when I got on the show because my business partner, he has his black-owned water company, and I still manage it, and we haven't really sat down yet for me to do any paperwork to take over it, you know, or be co-owner of it. And so, you know, once I got stable, I was going to be financially stable. Once I got financially stable, I was going to be working some things out with my business partner and possibly get that back up and going, you know. And so, I don't know, you know, I really don't know because I've been looking for a different avenue, you know, with the water. And so I don't know, but speaking of it, I was supposed to give him a call yesterday, but I, you know, didn't get around to it. But that could be it. I don't know. I mean, right now God is getting ready to take in some, he's going to be doing some wonderful things in my life. And so I don't know what God is going to be doing, but whatever he does, you know, I just want to continue to stay rooted in his word and walk by faith and not by sight, you know.
But you can do that no matter where you are, especially, you know, with family and all.
Yes.
You know, so, and you have widespread family, don't you?
A what?
Widespread family. So if you were to move, you'd still be close to somebody?
Oh, yeah. I have a lot of family, you know. And then with the whole thing of, that was mentioned. Yeah, I may have to leave some people behind because, like I say, like that old saying said, anything that glitters, you know,
isn't
if it glitters, don't mean, you know, yeah. And so, I don't know. But, yeah, it's all accurate, though. I appreciate you, though.
Well, I'm wishing you good luck because that is really what I was seeing there was pretty good. It was very my packages here. Very hopeful for something big coming your way, like but through the music and through stuff like that.
Yeah.
Your other stuff's going to be the fallback.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's a lot of good things that's getting ready to happen. It's just been taking time because me going to school, I wanted to use that so I can be able to get paid good and not have to worry about really being broke ever again, you know. If someone was saying, hey, I couldn't afford my light bill, couldn't afford gas or anything like that, then I will be able to say, well, I tell you what, let's go get it paid so you can be all right, you know? And so me going to school, it helped me because no matter where I go in the world to build airplanes, I'll be making over $20 an hour. You know, I will be sitting nice, I'll put it that way. And so,
and it's only going to get better through the years with your experience.
Oh, yeah. And so, yeah.
Your work is really good, too.
Yes. Thank you. So, yeah, I enjoy it, though. You know, I can't wait to get out there to the plant and start building airplanes, you know, and so people can be able to have a good ride on the plane and enjoy themselves and get to their destinations, you know. So
safely, yeah.
Yes, safely. That's right.
Yeah, without rivets and stuff that you do, they're not going to get there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I can't even picture it, but...
Yeah.
Oh, poor Pee-wee.
Pee-wee is big. Oh, he's...
May he rest in peace, man. Yeah. Wow. Here's that scene that you and Melissa were talking about with the gum.
Oh, hey, wait a second. More breaking news.
He was in the tub playing, and here comes Pee-wee going up the stairs.
His birthday train set all day.
Gee, I guess I was wrong. We don't have to involve the authorities in this matter, do we, Mr. Buxton? I mean, it was a simple mistake, and I'm really sorry.
Well, I still think that you owe Francis an apology. And then I want to see the two of you shake hands.
I'm sorry, Francis. Here, would you care for some gum? Would you care for some, Mr. Buxton?
Oh.
Spearmint or fruit?
Fruit, please.
Well, goodbye.
Goodbye.
You do believe me, don't you, Dad?
Well, guys, because it's something that I would like to do to somebody, right? I just had some more breaking news.
70 years old. 70 years old.
Johnny Depp has been found unconscious in a Budapest hotel.
What?
Uh-oh.
Sammy still got some news. What? Here. I gotta get to the news. Sammy School, that otherwise known as Melissa, she's bringing in the news today.
Wow.
Well, I don't see it. I don't see it.
Yeah, I just saw it. Hold on.
Really?
Wait a minute. I said Budapest Hotel. Okay.
Yeah. I don't see that at all.
Wait a minute.
Let me look at the news here. Okay.
Well, Brian.
Yes, baby.
I
look at you and your sexy voice.
Cards.
Well, Brian.
I just got these cards. I can't make head or tail of them.
Well, I couldn't either. Oh, those are your new cards.
Yeah,
wow.
But you know what? I'm going to try to shuffle them and see what I can make of them.
Well, don't practice on me with the future and you're just... Practice on somebody else. Hey, King.
Well, I practiced on the other ones with you.
Oh, you did? All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
That was a dry run.
Oh, great.
I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't do these. I better look at them better.
Yeah, you should.
There's 52 cards, and they have – you have to look up everything.
Yeah, you need to make sure you do it. I'm waiting on the news with Sammy School, otherwise known as Melissa. She's the best
detective. I'm looking. I know. I saw it.
Okay, while you look, here's some news right here. Here's Donald
What's
Trump.
That?
Here's some news. While you look.
Okay.
Amazon's back to school deal.
It's only 2 minutes. Donald Trump news, everybody. Donald Trump news. Some crazy white shit going. Crazy white boy shit going on.
I agree.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
President Trump, potentially about to be indicted on a new case as we learn more about how he was paying for his defense. Our senior investigative correspondent, Aaron Kutursky, is tracking it all from the federal courthouse in Washington. Good morning, Aaron.
Michael, good morning to you. The grand jury is expected to convene here again early this week as former President Trump waits to find out if he's going to be indicted in a third case. This morning, a decision whether to charge former President Trump for his efforts to overturn the results of the 2020 election and the January 6th attack at the Capitol is inching closer. Special Counsel Jack Smith has already added charges to the indictment about Trump's handling of classified documents, alleging he sought to have security camera footage destroyed, knowing the FBI wanted to see it. Campaigning under indictment, Trump spent the weekend lashing out.
These are ridiculous indictments. They want to damage the leading candidate, by the way, leading by far, I have to say.
While the criminal charges appear to be costing Trump no political support, defending them is costing the political action committee Trump uses to pay his legal bills. Sources telling ABC News a campaign filing coming today will show the running tab is already more than $40 million. And to cover similar bills now piling up for some of his allies, the sources said Trump's team is creating a legal defense fund. Trump's legal defense is his campaign case, and his rivals for the Republican nomination in 2024 are still looking for an effective line of attack.
I don't think that was a good use of the money, and I think that we need to be focusing on using our energy and resources on defeating Biden and the Democrats.
We need a new leader. I think he was good then. I don't think he's going to be good going forward.
And really, nothing seems to be working. A new New York Times Siena College poll out this morning shows Trump crushing his Republican rivals. And with on the legal front, the updated indictment in the classified documents case charged the property manager at Trump's Palm Beach estate. Today, he's due in court accused of helping Trump obstruct the government's investigation.
Wow. There you go. I still want to know what cancer Pee-wee died of. Here it is right here. I wanted to say it. Cindy overheard me. She goes, I don't care what cancer you died of. It's not your cancer. I go, okay. But now, you know, but I have an interest in it, you know? You know?
Just tell her it's for the show, for goodness sakes.
Huh?
Of course you want to know.
Yeah, I do. Don't you guys want to know what kind of cancer he died of?
Yeah,
I mean,
no.
6 years. I do. 6 years, it tells
curious.
You might be prostate. Here we go.
Comedian Paul Rubens, better known as Pee Wee Herman, has passed away. The news of his death was shared on his official Facebook page, which says that he privately fought cancer. The post saying that his Pee Wee Herman character delighted generations of children and adults with his positivity, whimsy, and belief in the importance of kindness. Rubens was 70 years old. And joining me right now, contributor and SiriusXM radio host Mike Muse. Mike, thank you so much for being with us this afternoon. And look, how do you think that he'll be remembered? I know a lot of people are lovingly today throwing around the term zany.
Yeah, definitely zany. Pee-wee or Bob, as you just mentioned, had a unique gift of comedy. He had a gift of comedy that was a little bit off the beaten path. It was silly, but it was also too geared towards a more youthful audience. The dynamic with Pee-wee Herman and individuals who, you know, to create content that is more geared towards children is that they are actually adult themselves and they do lead adult lives. And so there's always this tough dynamic for them to always have to stay in character, even when in private doing. And sometimes that does come to a head in their public life and private life kind of intersect. And I think that was always something that Pee Wee Herman had to deal with in terms of how does he become his full self, live out his full self as an adult while still really gravitating towards youthful comedic energy.
Sure, and he's known, of course, as Pee Wee, but you know, it wasn't the only role he ever played. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, so he did that, but he also made regular appearances on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And he even had a Netflix deal for a movie, Pee Wee's Playhouse. He also even had a Broadway play that was mounted. And so he did have a long career, if you will, where he was able to stay in the spotlight for some time.
Well, that's so interesting. There are also, of course, as you know, though, some troubling allegations made against Rubens. It really changed the course of his career. Can you remind us about those and
sure,
how
not?
That impacts his legacy?
Bring up the dirt. Why not?
Yeah, I think that's what we'll always remember about Pee Wee Herman is that complicated dynamic, as I was mentioning earlier, of him trying to wrestle this public persona as being an individual who created content for children, but being an adult at the same time and trying to live an adult life. In 1991, Pee Wee Herman was accused of public, you know, revealing of genitalia for his public masturbation that he was alleged to have done while visiting an adult movie theater, to which three gentlemen were arrested. He was one of those gentlemen who was arrested for that. As a result, he ended up pleading a no-contest deal where he was able to pay a fine and do community service. What we saw happened immediately after he was arrested, many individuals thought that his career would be over. But the public came to his support. The public rallied around him. Even before he pled no contest, he made an appearance on MTV's Video Music Awards at the peak of the VMAs. If you remember that time period, to where he came out to a really welcome crowd. He had celebrities like Joan Rivers advocating for him and for the fact that he was an adult. And so we have to treat him as an adult and let him live his private life. He was able to make a comeback, but that did impact his trajectory that he was once on, though.
Yeah, it certainly did. Mike Muse, our thanks as always to you. We appreciate your time.
There you go. Can you please remind us what an asshole he was, even though he died? Yay.
Oh, I know.
Always trying to get the fucking dirt on somebody, right? Please remind us what he did. I mean, let the man rest in peace. And, you know, and let's remember this. Miss Melissa, did you ever find it? Because I couldn't find it, baby.
Yeah, I did. I guess it was a fainting spell.
Oh.
It happened in the past. Yeah.
Oh, it's hot over there.
Yeah. Well, I said from he's on tour with his band, the American Vampires or something.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully he's not drinking and drugging again, right?
Well, you know he is. That's who he is. He's drinking and he's drugging. He's a drugging and a drinking. He's
yeah.
How old is Johnny Depp now? What, 48?
No, I think he's like 60.
No.
Yeah Seriously? Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is.
No, really? I mean, he's a little old to be drugging and drinking.
Why?
Drugging and at 68?
Are you kidding? The only reason I haven't been trying out my mushrooms is because of the surgery I'm expecting.
Sorry, Pat. Wow. Are you kidding? Get over here while I open my legs. Eat it. Sorry, King. The Pat is being exposed. What? I'm going to write a book. I'm going to write a book, The Real Pat Behind the Curtain. It shows King being innocent, going for a reading. The next thing you know, your legs are wrapped around like a WWE, and you're flipping them over on a table. Just the look in King's face saying, I was just here for the reading. And Pat will say, oh, I thought you said you were here for the eating. No, the reading. Oh, it was the eating.
You're terrible.
My bad.
You're terrible.
My bad. Well, that's good. I promised everybody a little bit of Trump, but King's here, and Melissa's here, my friends are here. I wanted to talk to them. You know, I'm just so sick of Trump. Who's sick? Who's not sick of Trump? I mean,
I am totally
Trump
sick of him.
I am sick, yeah. You supported him a little bit, didn't you, King? A little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I was supporting him a little bit, you know, but now I think he's just out of control. I mean,
he is.
He's getting out of control, and he just needs to get somewhere and sit down, you know.
Yeah.
Well, somebody's going to have to straighten him out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I want to thank Melissa at Sammy School for bringing us that story. That story.
You did fine.
Story. Hey.
I told you, practice in the car. Practice when you're doing nothing.
That's what she said.
You'll get it.
I know. That's what she said, too. Keep going.
That's how we
teach
kids to talk, remember?
Yeah. Not right there. You're getting close.
Oh, some of these cards are just fascinating.
Hey, Pat, you have a secret admirer on Facebook. You have a secret admirer on Facebook?
Who's this?
I'm not going to tell you who it is because it's on my Facebook, and you'll hunt him down. But he wants to dedicate a song for you, okay? Here he is, just a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Just a little bit. Here we go.
Okay.
From above, this is dedicated to Pat, the psychic kid.
Come on.
Ladies, you here for the audition?
Yes.
This is what he dedicated to you, Pat. Don't get offended, but I think you're going to like it. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yes,
it is. There you go, Pat. It's for you. She's wild. Pat gone wild. Okay. This Pat with her top off on the beach. That's wild. Get that Pat. Jingles. I'm just here for the reading. You're not here for the eating. No, the reading.
I'm gonna put this in a way so not to offend or unnerve. There's a woman going all around that you ain't been getting served. You say that you ain't you know what, and baby, who knows how long. Time for me to say what's right when all I wanna do is wrong.
Get off.
23 positions in a one-night stand.
Get off.
I'll only call you after you say I can.
Yeah. This is the good part right
here. Get off.
If you want you, baby, here I am.
Here I am. I got the jizz from a friend of yours.
Yeah. Funny. What do you think? Look at that. That'll wet your package. Look at that, baby.
Secret admirer, eh?
Yeah, the secret admirer. Yeah, he's in jail.
Mm-hmm.
He'll be out soon. There you go.
Yeah.
You know, Pat, I wish that you were my babysitter. Because if you were my babysitter, we'll have so much fun. You know what I mean? What you could do to me. You could change me and see my little black bottom. And you could put some baby powder on it. Yeah.
I never touched anybody before they were 20.
Oh, you touch me, I got a nice little bottom. Look at my tushy. It needs powdering. Put some powder on my tushy. There you go.
I figure 20's fair game.
Yeah, well, screw that. I still do it now. My girlfriend, put some powder on my tushy, please. Oh, aren't you a little old for that? No, more
bad
baby powder,
baby. Bad for the
lungs,
that stuff.
Yeah. Hey, Pat, have you ever been spanked?
Unfortunately, yes, was a belt.
Not that guy.
Anyway,
you know what I'm
ago.
Talking about, sex play.
No,
you know
I've never allowed it.
You never had your butt hit with a big paddle? Yeah,
no, it would bring back, you know, that
How
day.
About nipple clamps? Do you ever put some clamps in those nipples? Are your nipples very sensitive?
I think so.
Okay, King, take some note. Don't bite her nipples. They're very sensitive. There you go. I'm here for
the
reading,
not
for the
eating. He was not the secret admirer.
No,
so.
King is not the secret admirer. King is not no secret. King will write a song about it.
Probably would, yes.
He probably would. He'll go number one. I'm here for the reading and not for the eating, you motherfuckers. Okay, let's go back to King will write a song about it. You keep on keep a secret. Okay, I'm not gonna say nothing. Next thing you know, it's in a song. What the hell's going on there? Nah.
You
all
know
right.
What?
What?
I don't think I'm gonna read the meanings for these cards. I'm gonna wing it.
You're gonna wing it? You can't wing it. People are counting
yes,
on these readings to be accurate. You can't wing it.
Sweetie,
that's like
when
saying
you're
that,
psychic.
That's like going to a doctor. That's like going to the doctor and he says, well, King, I don't know what's wrong, but you know what? We're going to wing it and do some tests and come over here and we'll just operate on you and see what happens. We can't do that.
Yes,
no.
You can. It's an oracle.
Wow. Okay.
You want me to use my abilities, right? So why should I be restricted by some book if my abilities are being triggered by pictures? Think about it. Oh, holy moly, that's a picture.
Holy moly. Whoa, you know what that is. Oh, holy moly. All right. Melissa's quite, oh my. It just took her a while, like, oh, holy moly. I know what that is.
What is it?
It's a sex toy. It's a vibrator. Here's a vibrator first going in. And then as it goes in, it gets a little deeper. Then it enters the pussy. And then it gets really deeper in there. And then when they go
oh,
back and forth,
awful.
It goes. No, it sounds like this one. It goes back and forth. Yeah,
that would
go.
Be in that lady we had the picture of.
Yeah, it would be. It would be. See, I'm the only one that do sex noises. They're like, here it is. This is my, that's my talent. The wonderful Brian Hammer Jackson, he's going to be doing sex noises. Hi, everybody. Yay. Standing ovation. There you go. All right, here we go. Donald Trump, King, gave him the benefit of the doubt. 2 minutes of it. Here we go. Here it is.
Because he's been a horrible president. But I would... Crooked Joe Biden has been illegally paid off. He's been paid off. He's a corrupt president. And you know what? I would have never said that. I have too much respect for the office of the presidency.
Really?
And I never said that. I can't
really?
Say great things about him because he's
really?
Been a horrible president.
Really?
But I would never say... But you know what? Now we have to take the gloves off because they took the gloves off, so we take the gloves off.
Yeah, tell some lies. Let's take the gloves off. Let's hear it.
And Europe should be paying their fair share. They're not. They're paying a tiny fraction. We're in for $200 billion. They're in for $22 billion. And it affects them much more than it affects us. Also last week, two highly credible whistleblowers from the IRS, including a self-described Democrat, testified that the corrupt Department of Injustice obstructed the criminal investigation into the Biden's gigantic violations of taxes. The witnesses also stated that they were totally prohibited from investigating the crimes of crooked Joe Biden. They couldn't do it. You know, I took the name away from Hillary. You know that, right? Because that's over. Hopefully she's gone. Otherwise we'll have to bring it back. When he goes, we'll bring it back. So I took it away. I took it away because it was the most prescriptive, and I don't like doing two. You know, we have enough words in this world. But I took it off Hillary, so now we call her, right? Beautiful, beautiful Hillary. So beautiful. So beautiful. She's so beautiful. And he's Crooked Joe. We called him Sleepy Joe. We had a number named. I like Crooked Joe the best because it's probably the most accurate. The Republicans have to do...
Would you believe this guy? It's supposed to be the president of the United States, and he's making up kid names. He's making up silly names for adults. For 10 minutes, he's talking about silly names. For 10 seconds, he's talking about silly names for adults. This is your leader, everyone.
10 minutes.
I can't take
slandering
it anymore.
Other people. He's slandering people.
I know. I want to let you hear him, but I don't know if I could take it anymore. I mean, King... I know you gave him the benefit of the doubt. I know you did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Would you give him the benefit of the doubt in 2024, King? Or you said, no, I'm done?
I don't know. I would have to see. I would have to see all the candidates that's up and running and see what they're going to offer and bring to the United States. I want to see who all is going to be out there and see what everybody's about before I make my decision. You know.
Oh, I hear you. That's a smart thing to do. But I don't know, but he's twice indicted, twice impeached, and he's going to be indicted again. He's a crooked dude. He's a crooked dude, King. Wait a minute, we got a person. Hang in, King. Don't go. 774, you're live on the air with the brilliant Brian Hammer Jackson and the famous King the Rapper and the tarot card reader, Pat, and the marvelous Melissa. Hello, 774.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill. I'm an Amazon.com author in 13 different countries. And the reason for the call is I read the description of your show today, and it's speaking about Donald Trump and Donald Trump speaking at the Area Insurance Arena.
Yeah.
I know that he's been indicted twice and he's been impeached twice. But I still like to say that I support some of his previous policies, such as constructing the border wall. I think it's a great idea to cut down on illegal immigration.
It's good to hear somebody talking about it, you know.
Yes.
Because I know in certain states like Massachusetts, where I'm from, if they're illegal immigrants, even from Mexico, currently they're getting, you know, free vouchers to live in hotels and free vouchers for free food, even though they're not American citizens. And there's thousands and thousands of people using this. And I think that when someone wakes up to go to work every day and they have to pay for that, you know, I think it's bad, you know, for the country. So I think that, you know, I support his border wall.
Right. Well, I'm glad to hear you're not everybody's all bad. We would agree, right? He has some good points. We will agree. Regarding the border wall, he never finished the border wall, but he claims he does miles and miles. He exaggerated that. Does that bother you, caller, that he didn't finish the border wall? He exaggerated. It's not even complete. It's not even near complete. How do you feel about that?
I don't know, because I'm not sure, you know, I don't know. I guess that's why he wants to get reelected so that he can finish it. I think they tried to say that he didn't get to finish all of his policies because he wasn't reelected, that he was only allowed to do the 4 years.
Okay, that's fair. Melissa, Pat, or King, would you like to reply to this gentleman? He has a good point.
Well, I just think it's good to hear a different voice on the show, you know, than us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's very good.
I want to thank you for the call, caller. But before you go, caller, I have to ask you one question. Do you believe in ghosts? Do you believe in psychics, caller?
I'm not really sure. You know, if somebody tells me they are a psychic, I'm not going to call the person crazy. I'll let them say what they want to say about that.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever talked to a psychic before, live with a psychic before? We hear psychics, but have you ever had a conversation with a psychic?
No, I've never talked to a psychic before. There's been a lot of movies in Hollywood about psychics. You know, the movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg and Patrick Swayze. You know, they call it
that's
hit.
True.
But outside of that,
And Ghostbusters.
To use that as, Ghostbusters.
Well, guess what? This is Pat. Pat's a psychic. She's a real psychic. Pat, tell him a little bit about your background before he goes. And by the way, caller, thank you for commenting on Donald Trump. You have a good point. But before you leave, I would like to give you a gift. This is a real psychic on the show. Her name is Pat. Pat, this is the caller. Would you like to talk to him and tell him what you do and your ability? And maybe give him a reading. Thank you.
You want a reading? Because I can try to give you a reading from hearing your voice.
Only if it's a positive reading. If it's negative, I don't want to hear it.
Okay. Well, I will give you that. I'll have a look and just talk a little more while I'm shuffling. Could be about the weather. Could be about anything. Or Donald Trump, because that's what the show's about. It just helps to hear your voice.
Okay, yes, my name is Matthew E. O'Neill. That's all apostrophe N-E-I-L. I have 7 books on Amazon.com.
What gender do you write?
I write about sports, politics, current events. I cover the sport of boxing, mixed martial arts, and I've also covered current events in politics. I used to work for the company Ever PD Incorporated.
Really? That takes a lot of talent to cover all that.
Well, it's people that want to, you know, it's boxing and mixed martial arts are heavily gambled on at the casinos. So people want to know, you know, who's going to win the fight or lose. And it's also important that somebody reports the results.
Yes. Okay, I've got the cards shuffled. I'm just laying them out now.
Yeah, I just want to hear it. If it's positive, if it's negative, just don't tell me.
It is positive with a slight bump, but not big. It's quite good.
Well,
at the moment,
yeah, it's good.
At the moment, it's saying you're worried about money and possibly having a change of residence. But it's destiny that you're going to have some success because you're either going to do schooling or some kind of learning, which is going to get you where you're trying to go right now. There is some sacrifices to be made. That's the only bad thing in this reading. There is new love. There is success. Again, that's two success cards. And there is a woman who is probably psychic around you or in your life, unless it's the woman you're meeting or have just met. But it looks to be new love, but I'm not sure. But whoever she is, she's cool.
Okay, well, thank you for the reading today.
You're welcome.
Okay. Oh, thanks.
Bye.
That was nice, pal. That was very nice.
Yeah, it wasn't
a
bad reading at all.
Is that your new deck? Is that your new deck?
It's one of the new ones, yeah. The other two were tarot, so they're easy for me to read, right?
Yeah.
But this Oracle deck has 52 cards. They're only numbered on the tops of them.
I want to thank the caller. He just left. I want to thank him for his input on Donald Trump. And thank you, Pat, for reading him. You probably scared the living shit out of him, and we won't see him again. But thank you for reading him and giving him a good reading. And there you go. Sometimes it's not all good. The future is not all love and candy. Sometimes it's bleak and dark, like me.
It wasn't bleak and dark. It's just a state of mind in the last week.
I'm bleak and dark. That's my name. That's my name on Pornhub. Bleak and dark. Hello.
You're not going emo on us, are you?
I know I'm going emo on you. No, I'm not. When we come back, here's a little bit more about Donald Trump. Let's see if we can take it just a little bit more because the guy's listening. I want to thank you, caller. I know you're listening. And I want to thank Pat for that lovely reading. Pat usually gets paid about $500 an hour for the reading, but it was a gift to you. And I hope everything turns out okay. If you want to come back for another reading, please do. She's ready to go. But you have to make her package wet. That's the deal. Right, Pat?
Oh, Brian. Cut it out.
No, stop it. Naughty, naughty girl. Naughty. You're Donald Trump.
Something about the biggest complaint I get. And we have some unbelievable congressmen that I'm going to introduce, and they are not the problem. But I have to tell you, congressmen, and you complain about it too, but the biggest complaint that I get is that the Republicans find out this information, and then they do nothing about it. They don't do anything about it, right? Kelly knows, you know. They do. And it all dies, you know, they die. The radical lunatic Democrats, they impeach me, they indict me, they rig our elections. And the Republicans just don't fight the way they're good people, but they don't fight the way they're supposed to fight. The others are dirty, sick players, and the Republicans are very high class.
Wow.
They've got to be a little bit lower.
That's ridiculous.
They sit back and they say, they have other priorities. We have to look at other things.
Any Republican that doesn't act on Democrat fraud should be immediately primaried and get out.
Wow. Wow.
Show them the fact, 10 million here, 10 million there, this came in, that came in, that came in. Oh, that's too bad, but we have to worry about other things. You don't have to worry about other things. You got to stop it. You got to stop it. They play a different game. These people are corrupt as hell, and they play a different game. They play a much tougher game of hardball, and the Republicans have to play like these two guys and these three people, actually, four people that we have. They have to play tough. And they have to be, and honestly, and if they're not willing to do it, we got a lot of good, tough Republicans around that people are going to run against them, and people are going to win, and they're going to get my endorsement every single time, and they're going to win because we win almost every race when we endorse.
Wow.
When we win the election, a little more than a year from now, I will appoint a real special prosecutor to expose the monumental corruption of the Biden crime family once and for all.
That's a scary dude, man. That's a scary dude. That's a scary ass dude.
And unlike the witch hunt that I've been going through ever since we came down that beautiful escalator in Trump Tower, they will be properly prosecuted. I promise you that. They will be looked at. Everything will be very fair, of course.
Wow.
But
oh, my God.
He's so sure of himself.
God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States.
God bless the United States. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. This guy is a scary dude, isn't he? They're going to go in there and we're going to get a special prosecutor and we're going to go after Biden, a former president. Why are you going to go after him? He's a former president. What are you going to do? You hold a grudge, dude? Dude, if you won, that means he's out. And they
that
go fade into the dark.
That means if he wins, he'll be so busy going after Biden, he won't be doing it.
Exactly. It makes no sense, dude. He's not a problem to you if you win. I mean, is it just me? I mean, here's Donald Trump's song. Here we go. Yeah. Oh, no, here's one. This goes out to, I miss him, Sean, and it goes out to Big O, Oliver, from Donald Trump. This is Donald Trump going out to the kids. Here we go, Donald Trump to the kids. There you go. Come on, boy.
Howard, are you serious? Apologies for freedom. I can't hear.
Go get him, boy.
Freedom brings
it's like
call.
World War II
on
all over again, right?
Stand up tall.
World War II.
Freedom's on our
get
shoulders.
Him,
boy.
USA. USA.
Enemies of freedom. Face the music.
Get him,
come
boy.
On, boys. Take them down.
President
Donald Trump knows how to make America great. Steal from strength or get crushed every time. Over here,
USA.
Over there,
USA.
Freedom and liberty everywhere. Oh, say can you see it's not so easy? But we have to stand up tall and answer freedom's call.
Yeah. You see it,
USA.
Girl.
USA.
USA.
We're the land of the free and the home of the brave. USA. American pride,
USA.
It's attitude, it's who we are, stand up tall.
We're the red, white, and blue, fiercely free, that's who. Our colors don't run no serene.
Go get 'em. that would kill them everywhere. Nobody will survive. Let's go and make Canada, boys. Yeah! And Donald Trump has music for the kiddies. Here we go. And this is for Baby O and Baby Sean. Here we go. Donald Trump has a message for you. Here it is.
That's my life.
Baby Trump, baby Trump.
Mommy Trump. Daddy Trump. Grandpa Trump. Let's go hunt.
Run, safe at last. It's the end.
There you go, kiddies. Yeah, USA, baby, USA. Oh, you can sing that song to anything. It's like, King will go to Pat's house. King goes for a reading, do-do-do-do. King goes for a reading, do-do-do-do. King goes for a reading, do-do-do-do, do-do-do. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm back, you guys. I took a call, and I mean, oh my goodness, we were just talking about this not too long ago, and my buddy who owns this water company, he had just called me, and he's going to call me later on this evening, and you know, so like I said, I don't know what God has planned for me right now, but it's a lot of good stuff happening.
Really?
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Hey, did you get that text message I sent you yesterday or today or Saturday?
Oh, me? Me?
Yeah.
Let me see.
Yeah.
I didn't get. Well, I haven't checked my phone. Wait a minute. I didn't see anything from. There's Laverne says, okay, the show sounds okay. There's Melissa saying, quit bothering me, Brian. I'm going to block you as soon as I can. I'm doing it with love. Okay. Oh, here's
now
Pat.
That's your thing. Dang, that's your
thing. Everybody notice that he's talking fine when he's not paying attention?
I am not talking fine. I'm talking funny. Stop it.
No, you aren't.
Yes, I am.
I can't even notice it when you're just gabbing.
That's because you're looking down. Yeah. And you know what you see. And after you see, when you look down, you're going, oh, I don't even know what the words he speaks.
Well, that was a bunch of BS.
I know it was. No, King, I didn't get any text messages from you. I got nothing.
Okay.
You might have texted somebody else because I didn't get anything.
Okay. I don't think you can receive messages with music on it. So it's okay.
You know what? No, I did get that, and I was waiting for it. Wait a minute. Here it is right here.
Yeah.
Hold on, King.
Oh, no.
Wait,
that's
I
private.
Did.
Okay, that's private?
Here's a song I'm working on, but it's not done yet. That's what I got.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. It's private.
Yeah, that's just private. I'm still working on it, but yeah.
All right.
I sent it to, like, about five other people, and they was like, yo. They was like, yeah, we see you really working. They was laughing. They was like, yo, you know, and they like it. So I told them, I said, well, I'm still working on it, but trust me, when it's done, it's definitely gonna blow up, you know.
You could try it on an old white lady one day.
That's what she said. Remember what she said, King? You could try it on an old white lady one day. That's what she said, King. Wow, that's kind of forward of you, Pat. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the messages you get on Messenger.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I can do that.
Oh, yeah. No, King, I keep hearing it. It's just, I'm here for the reading, not the eating. But go ahead, King.
No, what I was getting ready to say is that
yeah.
I thought I was going to hear some people get on today talking about they won the lottery, but ain't nobody, I don't hear no winners this morning.
That's right. That's right.
Is that
tomorrow? Is that tomorrow, King? The draw?
No, they had did it about last week or something like that. Nobody won it or something like that, but.
Right.
I know.
They always get interesting then, eh?
So.
Well, it's over $1 billion now. King, it's over $1 billion.
Yeah.
I think they draw.
When you
do
think
draw
about
Tuesday?
What the government's going to take.
Yeah, you know what? It's all right. Because you'll still end up with over $500 million. It's all right. You know, for $2,
yeah.
and my profit is almost like $900 million. All right, you could take a little bit. You know what I mean? I can live on $523 million. I can live off
yeah.
of that. You know,
yeah.
it's okay. You know, but, you know, did Canada do the same thing? Yeah, but do you, oh, you guys don't have the lottery in Canada, do you? You have the pop tops
or
something.
Yeah, of course
something.
We do.
Oh, you do? I didn't
know
you were playing.
They're organized, yes.
But
it
you're not in the
taxes.
World. Okay.
It pays for things like health care and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. In America, I don't know what they're using that money for, but... Yeah, it's up to, well, let's see, who's in play? Melissa's in play, Laverne's in play, and King's in play. Melissa, did you get your lottery ticket yet? She may not be on the air.
Oh, you mean if we can buy your tickets here?
Yeah.
Now, people can go over the border and buy them, but
right.
not necessarily be able to win them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there's
well, you know
different...
What?
Statutes in different provinces.
Right. Well, me and King, what I'm going to do, King, if I won, I'm going to buy you a record studio. Hell, I'll buy you a stage. Hell, I'll buy you an audience. That's what I'll do.
Brian, if you win,
yes.
just pay my mortgage and I'll be happy.
Hey, I'll pay your mortgage. You're going to have to do something for you have to do something for me, Pat. Nothing's for free. You know what I mean?
I do all the time.
No, I'm not talking about that. You know what I'm talking about.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
You sure? I'm really old.
It doesn't matter. You can put your old lips in. And get... I am so ashamed of myself. No, I can't. I can't do it.
You can't even
I can't do
it,
King. No, I'm going to church. Stop it. You're making me be mad. Just stop it. You're driving me mad. It doesn't matter your age. You know what I mean? Doesn't
yeah.
matter. As long as you are willing and, oh, boy, I sound like a creepy pervert. Come here, old girl. Sit on my lap with your little bones. Oh, your little calcium deficiency. I'll break your bones, baby. Okay, I'm officially lost it. I officially lost it. Pat. Come back to me. Come back.
Yeah,
to me.
I'm here.
I know. You know what? You're not old, Pat. I mean, it's not like you can't do it. I mean, you know what I'm trying to say? You
oh,
just
no,
have to.
I'm not worried about that. It's just that you know, it's
well,
right now this hernia thing, right?
I know.
I just
forget,
feel
put
like
a little
so
spice. The
terrible.
Hernia put spice. Yeah, but the hernia put a little spice with it. You know what I'm saying? It's like a little spicy.
Oh no. No, Brian.
Okay.
Brian.
All
even
right.
I look in the mirror and go, "Oh my God, what
it's like
is
a goiter."
That? No, goiter's on your neck, honey.
Finally, I get Melissa.
That's her thyroid, right?
Yeah. Yep, it is.
Thank you, Melissa.
What do you call that?
I think it's a deficiency of
iodine. Deficiency.
Yeah. Yeah. Now listen, Brian. We've been through this
right
damn problems. Goiter before. Put the goiter to bed. Put him to bed.
I'm obsessed with it. It's my fetish. Leave me
it's
alone.
A goiter
I'm a goiter
bed.
Fetish.
It is like a fetish for him, Pat.
I know.
It is.
It's my Achilles heel. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, baby, give me a goiter and I'm there. You know, a little goiter and wine, I'm there. I can eat for days like I'm a hungry child. Well, I want to thank King, before we leave, do you have a special announcement at all? I won't play your song because it's not ready, and you gave it to me. It's very sacred. I will keep it to my heart. I won't tell anybody until you're finished. But here it is, everybody. This is King's song, and it's working. No, I'm only kidding. But I will keep it close to my heart. I didn't have a chance to listen to it. I'm sorry, but I will. It's good to hear King back in the studio again because it's been a long time since he's been in the studio. You know.
I was working 10-hour days over the summer, mm-hmm. and on the weekends, you know, I would try to record and do what I can, and you know, when you're holding down a job and raising kids by yourself and trying to do music, it can be overwhelming. It can be a lot of work, but God is good because I'll be having time now, and so now I'm doing a little bit here and there and just trying to get it together, but I'm hoping I can have it done before September, you know.
Right.
Well, that reading was definitely showing a project.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I sent a clip to my publicist, and he said, damn. He said, hip-hop needs you. I was like, I know. I said, I got a lot more I got to get done, you know. But no, I don't really have anything to announce, you know. I just want to let everybody know that is listening from the West Coast to the East Coast and all over the world that I enjoy their support, all that stuff, you know, and just tap in with me. I'm always looking for new talent to work with, you know, but it's not free, you know. I'm always looking for new talent. So.
Wow. You know, let me tell you what's different from this song than King's other song. And you're going to know why. You know I listen to it, King, because I'm going to say a couple of words, talking smack. You know I listen to it. I listen to it. King actually sings, man. He sings on this. It's rap, but it's almost like an R&B, but he's singing and harmonizing in this song. And he sounds really good. He sounds really badass. And so he harmonizes. No, it's true. And I'm going, damn, this King, and he's up there harmonizing. So I'm teasing you guys to listen to this song because if you do, it's really nice. I didn't know you could sing, King. You could sing.
Oh, yeah.
You could sing, brother.
Yeah.
The
problem now is music is just not the same anymore. Everybody wants to, I don't know what they're doing nowadays, but hip-hop music back in the day, people would sing on their own records, and they would actually be creative. You know,
right?
And like, I gotta bring that style back. You know, I gotta bring back something that everybody can relate to. You know,
right.
And I mean, it's just, I mean, and then too, let alone just the name of the title, it's a slang we used to use back in the day. You know,
right?
I mean it's something that's it's gonna live on. I put it that way. You know, but. But, yeah, you know, everybody, most people call themselves artists, and that's fine. But me, I really like to do the artist's work. You know, I like to get down and through there. You know, I like to, you know, some people may just want to listen to the rapping part. Some people may want to listen to the singing part, you know, and I want to put it all there for everybody to listen, you know. And then, too, with the chorus, I'm talking about something that everybody can relate to, you know.
Right.
And so... I'll explain a little bit, and I won't spoil it for anybody. But basically, you know, talking smack is basically, you know, you have people who
people that you may have grown up with, maybe people in your family, they're going to talk about you, you know. And the thing is, it's like, it's up to you if you care, if you don't care, you know. You got to move on. People in your church, they're going to talk about you, you know. They could be up there preaching the word, and that sermon could be directed towards you, you know, for people to laugh at and to agree, you know, or to disagree. Then, you know, whether you're dead or gone, you know, whether if you're alive, whether you're dead or gone, people are going to talk about you. And so at the end of the day, it just, it really don't care. It really doesn't matter because people don't talk smack, you know. Right. And they're considered as nothing as people, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's that, you know. So, so yeah.
Well, congratulations, man. You could sing. I mean, no, seriously, yeah. It's nice. Look at you harmonize like that. That is good. It's gonna make Package wet. Pat, you're gonna love this song.
You're gonna make God come down and strike me tonight. You better stop.
Oh man. It's all my fault. She respects you and you're nice, and she doesn't respect me at all. Pat doesn't respect me one iota. Forget about it.
Then too, you know, with this record, record here is special to me because I have my son on there, and then I have my daughter Julia on there as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, so she's going to get a chance to be heard as well, you know. You know, kids are going to be honest with you, you know, no matter what. And one day, you know, my kids, there was, one of the girls was like, Daddy, and I was like, man, somebody always talking stuff, as they say. And I said, right. Oh, they talking smack. And so... And I told, I said, well, and so when I got ready to record this song, I said, I tell you what, I told Julia, I said, I'm going to put you on this song. And I said, don't be stage fighting or nothing like that. I said, we'll work through it. And so worked on it.
Was that the kids?
That's Julia. Yeah.
Wow. Are you serious? Wow. I did not know that. I thought it was a professional singer. I really did. Tell her she did a great job. No, I tell her she did a great job. Wow.
Yeah,
I didn't even recognize her.
She is saying the part where it says, talk, you know. And
oh, really?
That. Yes.
She sounded so good.
Yep.
Oh, that is
yeah,
what? Oh, she's growing up. What the hell? She sounds like a young teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, and then my son, he's at the beginning, and he's saying, you know, what he's saying at the beginning,
you
know.
I didn't know that was him.
Yeah, and so after he says what he says, that guy, I had to be creative, and I
right.
said, you know what, got to be creative, and I got to throw since I have a large following, I said,
right.
you know what, I'm going to show some love to the, you know, the LGBT community. And so the guy that I put on there, it's a homosexual dude, you know what I mean? And so
right.
I put him on there because he's from this movie, and
mm-hmm.
and that's why he's on there. He says, oh, no, he didn't, you know what I mean? You know, so I had to be creative with it and put it together like that because every song should be a great song, and every
right.
song you have your beginning, and your beginning, you should have something that's going to catch somebody's attention and keep them interested in the song, you know? And so
right.
I said, okay, if I put this in there, they're going to be like, okay. So you got to draw a person's attention, you know? It's like a movie. The first 10 minutes of a movie,
it should have you really stuck to where you don't want to get up and walk away from the TV, you know. Mm-hmm. But but yeah, like I said, the song is coming together. We're having fun with it, you know, and I'm just looking forward to being done with it so I can get it out there. So
wow, very good.
It's gonna be good.
Yo, it is.
Well, here's Julie right here. She's gonna say hi. Here she is.
Hi. Oh, well, hello, Miss Thang. I just heard you sing. Look at you. You sound so beautiful. You did great.
Thank you.
Can I have your autograph?
Was that her church, the singer?
Yeah, she sings like an angel. I mean, I didn't know it was her until...
I think I saw it.
Saw what?
Yeah, that was really good.
What? What did you see?
Her singing, the kids singing at the church and stuff.
Oh, you saw it at the church? Yeah, there's, yeah. King takes me to church sometimes. Sometimes I have to sneak out the back. I don't want to upset him. I'll leave my name there. I'll just leave my name here. I'm sneaking out the back. No, he took me to church a couple of times. We got to take Melissa to church. One day, Melissa, you got
to
get the link.
I've been.
Have you been
to
King's
been.
Church? The King's
yeah.
Church?
Yeah.
Did you say the whole sermon?
Yeah, I watched the other day, too.
Did you really? God, King.
Yeah.
Look at that. All these sinners. Wow.
Yeah,
Melissa did the same thing. She left her name in there and just left. Okay, I'm going to leave right now. Looks like I'm there.
I made Brian. All he wanted to leave was a penny, King. And I said, no. No. You're not going to do that.
You better put some more money in that collection plate. No. Wow. Thank you, King. Oh, no, she's so beautiful. Is it Julia?
Yes. Yeah.
Julia, I don't know if you can hear me, but you sound so beautiful, and you sound like I thought you were a singer, like you're a professional singer.
Yeah.
And you're growing up so fast, sweetheart. You're growing up way so fast. You're making me feel old. Wow. When I see the kids, King, when we go to Disneyland, I'm going to get that autograph from your kids. And I'm going to put it right on my wall.
Yeah.
Right on my
wall. Yeah. Well, I'm praying next summer will be a summer where I can just go travel and stuff, you know, but
right.
Like I said, God is getting ready to do some wonderful things, and so I'm hoping next year we will make it out there to see you and just have a good time, you know.
Yeah.
They know that you mean a lot to me, and that's all they hear me say, you know. They'd probably be like, dang, when are you going to start talking about it, you know. And I told them, I said, when next year comes around, I'm hoping
right.
and praying that we make it out there to California, go to Disneyland, you know, because
right.
I believe every child should be able to experience fun at the amusement park. Like, so, I mean,
if it's the amusement park, if they really want to experience an amusement park, you go to Disney World in Florida. It's twice as better than the one out here. But since you're going to be here, I would like to be with you guys, and we go down the park together, you know, ride some rides, and buy some kids some frozen bananas and some lemonade and some candy.
Yeah.
See them throw up on the right. That'd be fun. Look at them and say, oh, there they go. There they go.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Be like off the movie Sandlot. Be thrown up.
Exactly. They go, excuse me, I'm from Kansas City. I'm not used to this California stuff out here. Can't wait to see it. Beautiful children and beautiful song. I can't wait for you guys to hear this song. Seriously, this song is really good. You hear King harmonize. He sings on this one. There's a little rap, but he's singing, you know. He's harmonizing, and it's like, wow. And the kids in the beginning, I did not know they were your kids. I thought I'm going to say, where do you get these background singers from? And I didn't know they were his kids. They're great.
Yeah.
Really?
Wonderful. Yeah, they got a future, man. Wonderful. Yeah. I thought I heard one kid go, hee hee, Michael. No, I'm kidding. No, they're really kids.
Yeah, we coached a lot, you know, like for my son's part. Me and him coached through. And it was funny, though, because I told him, I said, get on there and say, I'm tired of y'all talking shit about my dad. And then he looked at me. He said, but I don't want to cuss in front of you. I said, well, if I'm giving you permission to do it, just do it. And he was like, nah. He's like, I know that trick. You're gonna let me cuss me. You're going to get me for it. I was like, no. So I said, well, I'll tell you what. I was like, well, what do you want to say? And he said, well, this is what I'm going to say. And so I said, well, let's rehearse it. And so I said, you got to sound mad. You know what I mean? I said, you got to sound mad. You know, put your frustration in it, you know. And so me and him, we rehearsed his part, and he got it. And so you hear that at the beginning. And then with Julia's part, she was like, I don't know how I'm going to say it, you know. And I said, well, just say it night, loud and clear. And so, and I said, we're going to make it short and simple for you. I said, all you got to say is talk, talk. And so I had to help her pronounce it right, you know what I mean, so people can hear it, you know. And so I said, just start saying, you know. And I said, each one that you say, we're going to punch it in. We're going to listen to each one. And whichever one sounds the best, we're just going to go with that, and boom. And so now when she hears it, she thinks she the stuff now, you know. So,
oh, wow.
But yeah, I told him, I said, in this house, we're going to learn how to not. I was joking with them, you know. But, yeah. We're going to learn how to do music.
So, yeah, but without the cussing.
Why?
I know. I was watching the movie. I think King.
Real
seen
life,
it. I don't
yeah.
know, Melissa. Can you guys hear me?
Yep.
Yes.
It was Fair Fight with Ice Cube. Was it Ice Cube? Yeah, it was Ice Cube.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
You know what I'm talking about when she was singing her song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was Big Sean. It was Big Sean's song.
Yeah.
She was in a talent show. She was what do you say, 8 years old, maybe? I don't know, 8, 9.
Yeah, about 8 or 9 or something like that, yeah.
And she was she wanted to sing a song at a talent show, which this girl was bullying her. So she sung what was it, King? Big Chong song. I don't want to fuck with you. The song is I don't fuck with you. But she was like, she's a white girl, like, you know, 8 or 9 years old, and her father was gonna say, I'll sing with you, and then he got shocked because he didn't know the lyrics. I wanted to play it for you. It's so cute, and the reason I do this, I'll tell you, I have to whisper it or else I get in trouble. My little favorite grandchild, her name is Belle. She's 5 years old. So she's in Alaska right now. And so her older sister, Layla, who is about 10, had a crush on a boy next door in Alaska. So Layla goes, I'm not that interested anymore, but Belle likes him. And so I said, Belle, is that your boyfriend? Now, Belle's 5. Is that your boyfriend? Shut the fuck up. And so Cindy heard it. She goes, oh, no, you don't. No, you don't. You come here, young lady. That is so inappropriate. But a 5-year-old goes, shut the fuck up. So here it is right here. Here's the scene. So here's the scene right here. Which one is the better one? I'll probably go with this one. So here's a scene of Fair Fight. She's at the talent show. She's having a hard time in the beginning, but just keep staying with me. You'll love it. The talent show right now.
please, look, I've had a crazy day, okay? I don't have time to explain. Look, can you do me a big favor right now?
Okay.
I need you to see if you can get them to play that that Big Sean song. Can you do it?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I'm going to talk to Alex. Okay. Oh, my God, you're the best. Okay, thank you.
Let's give it up again for Allie Campbell and herself.
Hey, buddy. I'm going to need a little favor from you.
Sweetie.
Daddy, where were you?
Oh, okay, I can explain that later, all right? But right now, sweetie, we're going right back out there.
Daddy, the rules are the...
Don't worry about the rules, okay? We're not going to play by the rules, all right? Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the Big Sean song.
Wait, we are?
Yeah, Mom's working on it, okay? So I'll follow your lead and you... The moves are the same, right? The whole...
There it goes.
Okay, we gotta go.
Trisha, this song is for you. I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do.
Alright, fuck it. That's what we're doing,
alright. Gonna be fucking with you. Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck. I heard you got a new man if he is taking a pic. They ain't posted up thinking that it's making a mistake. But I'm gonna see you calling, I've been making a quick. I'ma answer that shit like I don't fuck with you. You little stupid ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. You little dumb ass bitch, I ain't fucking with you. I got a million trillion things that I'd rather fucking do. Than to be fucking with you.
Yep.
Little stupid ass, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck about you and anything that you do. Don't give a fuck about you and anything that you do. Who's the loser now, Trisha? Bully this bitch.
Oh my. I was unaware of the lyrics. And the strong language in that song, so I do apologize. But you know what? I apologize for nothing else. Way to go, kid!
I'm gonna be a rock star here now.
Yeah, no. I think you're gonna be expelled. Yeah. But look, I'm super proud of you for standing up for yourself, okay?
Yeah.
All right, I gotta go do the same, all right? Daddy's gonna run.
Wait, where are you going?
Daddy's gotta get in a fist fight.
You gotta admit, that's cute. It blew me away. My mouth was wide open when I heard that. That's so cute. That is so cute. You would have to have the humor. So cute. She's so adorable. I ain't fucking with you. You're so adorable.
Yeah.
So I was just thinking about when King was saying, Daddy, do we cuss? And I say, no. Well, you know, it's for the song. I don't know. I'm on the
edge.
I mean, you got to be true to the art. I got to be true to... No, this is a trick, huh, Daddy? No.
And the thing is, like, you know, nowadays these new schools, they have tablets and stuff, you know, and my kids, they'd be at school showing their friends my music videos and whatnot. I said, no, don't do that. And I said, oh, my goodness. So now I said, well, I'm going to have to switch it up now and just try not to cuss, you know.
Right.
I mean, you can make great songs about cussing in it, you know what I mean? So, you know, I said, well, let me try to make this one a little bit more cleaner and go from there.
Well, you know what? It worked. It worked because you sound good. No, seriously, you sound really good.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. Can't wait for you guys to hear it because you're going to say, King?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, we got some good friends in here. The marvelous Melissa. She's healing. Melissa's healing, so we're sending our prayers out to Melissa and let her heal faster. She broke her femur.
Yeah.
And you know
that's
it?
That's pretty serious.
Yes. You give me femur in the morning, in the evening.
Is Melissa still there?
She's still here. Melissa, she's here.
Yeah.
You give me
femur. Did they do your bone density after that?
No, I haven't had that done yet.
No, really. You should get that looked after. Seriously, if you broke a femur, you really should look into it. I know it's expensive, or maybe it's not covered, but it's just an X-ray. It's a kind of an X-ray. So.
Yeah, Melissa, you gave me.
Yeah, I only had to get on the table for about 3 minutes.
That's what she said.
I know.
3 minutes is too short, Brian.
35 seconds is enough. Anything more is just bragging rights. You're done. Get out. Got things to do. You hold back, that's your problem. You know what? They call me the Minuteman, and I'm damn proud of it. Call me Paul Revere, and I'm right in the way. Come on, Trigger.
You know, in medieval England, they used to have small candles that the prostitutes would burn. And when it was burned down, the guy's time was up.
Really?
So they were all properly timed. They were candles that every prostitute had these candles.
Well, with me, it would be a birthday candle.
It was the size of a birthday candle. It
was
really
it really?
Was. Oh, yes.
Okay.
They
were big-ass
so
candles. Wow, look at that. When the wick is gone, no wick, no dick.
Pretty well.
No wick, no dick. I'm going to play this song from...
That was for serious from about the 1800s or 1700s. I'm not sure when.
Well, you know what? It's like music is international. And I'm going to get you the T-shirt when King makes it so you can wear it with no bra on, Pat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does anybody really want to see that?
Yeah, they will. Well, Pat, you got some big ones. What are you, 30?
I
you're
know.
In a C or are you in the D letters?
G.
You're in a what? G?
Yes.
I said G. I've never seen it. What? You know, they see it and they go, G. No, you're G? Wow.
Yes.
Wow. A, B, C.
You wouldn't know right now.
G.
Actually,
well, you're past F's. You're big G. Whatever.
Yeah.
So that would make you like an OG. King, don't laugh. Don't humor me, King. Don't humor. Oh, that's terrible. That is terrible. How dare me.
I'm an old grandma, I'm an old...
No. Wow. They'll be red riding you. Come on. And they still can't keep up with you. They can't. There's some grandma hotties out here. Are you kidding me? My God. Are you kidding me? Grandma's not like they used to be. Grandmas are going out
but
making it rain.
I can't afford to look like those ladies in L.A.
Yeah.
You know, they get work done. I don't want to play with that.
No, you don't want to play with it. We like them low, and we like them nice, and we like them natural.
Actually,
natural.
I'm talking face because I was going to get that fixed.
You're
going to
get what
fixed? My chest because it's too heavy.
Now you're D, you're G. I know D's, I know triple D's, but G? Wow.
Yes.
Well, how do you see, how tall, you don't sound like a tall girl. What are you, 5'6", 5'5"?
I was 5'9".
You were 5'9". What are you
five,
now?
Nine.
What did your titches made your back, you know, now your back is ours, and now you're 4'2"? I mean, kidding. Go ahead.
No, it does wreck your back. It does.
It does.
It does, yes. I don't know why. Like, remember that teacher at the school up here with the double Z's or whatever he was wearing at school?
Yeah,
like,
I remember that.
How couldn't that ruin your back?
It will ruin your back, Pat. What do? Do you sleep? You can't sleep on your chest, that's for sure. You hover up the bed.
No, you can't.
You have to sleep. What do you sleep on your side? Because you can't sleep on your back either because they'll weigh you down.
To.
Really?
I have to.
Wow, look at
that. Because my back is so bad.
Would you show my brother King, you know, if he came to Canada, would you show him your G's?
Only
I mean,
after
he...
they're fake.
Oh, there you go. You hit the G spot there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I need a lot of work. Yeah.
Look at that.
All these things. You know, they told me, though, I went to the surgeon last week or the week before.
Yeah.
And he told me 6 to 8 months, and I'm thinking, cripe on a bike, you know.
Wow.
That's
6 to 8 months between 6 to 8 months for what? For you to heal?
Until I get surgery.
Oh, my God.
Because he only does one of these a month or something because it's such a massive surgery.
Right. So when you get, what's the first thing you're going to do when you get your surgery done?
Wear my new shirts that I haven't been able to wear since this thing happened.
Yeah, you gotta, but you have to heal for a while. Like you're right. You know, after you get those, after you get that hernia taken care of. Once
I get fixed, I should be fine. You know, once staples in.
It takes a while to heal. How long do you think it'll take? About a month or two?
I have to be in the hospital for a week.
Oh, only a week? It's not bad.
Yeah. Yeah,
well, I'll be over in a week and a half.
Everything back inside.
Oh,
they basically told me they just have to tack everything back where it belongs.
You know, Pat, I would love to hang with those titties. I would love to hang you upside down by your ankles. For some reason.
It wouldn't make a difference.
For some reason to see you upside down.
We've done that before, dear.
Who? Where was I? What do
you
mean we've done that?
Probably, how old are you?
I'm actually 84. I'm old enough. Wow, we must have did that in my past life. Look at that. I would like to have a picture of that. Hang you upside down, butt naked, by your ankles, with those G's hanging down, they're going like 2 G's like an airplane. I'm hitting some G's.
Well,
that did happen,
Brian. That did happen, but it was being...
Somebody hung you upside down?
By their hands, yeah.
Really? What an animal. Wow. I keep hearing it in my head. I'm just here for the reading, not for the eating. All right, King, settle down. Wow. Before we go...
That was a trip to the chiropractor, by the way.
You know, when King goes out, you know, that hit, that song's going to be a hit. This is what he's going to hear. Listen to what King's going to be hearing.
His crew.
That's right.
To the best whorehouse he ever been to. The whores don't have chlamydia.
Hey, Mr. Ken, I talk to you for a minute.
Got a cigarette for me, Mr. Hall?
Hey, mister, do you speak Spanish?
Hey, tiger, you want to dance? Little dance won't hurt you.
Come here, cowboy, I want to tell you
something.
Ooh,
you're so tall.
Let's have some fun.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender. Good looking, so refined. Say, wouldn't you like to know what's going on in my mind? So let me get right to the point. I don't pop my cork for every guy I see. Big, big spender.
There you go. Wait till by taking to Hollywood. That'll be exactly what it is. Hey, Big Spinner. Hey, hey. I'm like, what? Not you, old dude.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
talking to King. What?
I wouldn't
I'm
be
not
surprised.
Old.
Surprised.
Yeah.
I
King
really
will
wouldn't.
Send me the... King would send me the horrors that he's done with. Go to Brian's room. Get no leftover horse. How dare you, King? Give me some leftover horse. Charity horse. Oh, man.
And Brian's going to be like, King. Brian's going to be like, King, how did you get that black eye?
There's that woman over there. There's one in the eye.
You probably send me some whores that's going to sue me for sexual harassment. What? That you were a whore. Oh, my God. King was
oh,
so nice.
Nowadays, they could pull it off, you know.
They could. They could.
Oh, yeah.
King was so nice, so I had King on his speaker. And King says, this is when we're talking. And King says, you don't have me on a speaker. And I go, yeah, I do. He goes, well, I don't want you to put me on speakers. I don't want to hear Cindy saying that we're going to go to some titty bar. I go, what? Yeah, we're going to go see some titties.
Well, it's out of the box now.
I know, King, I know. Yeah, we're going to go to a nice titty bar. But there you go. I'm gonna write the book. I'm going to get sued by King, but we're going to make millions, and we're going to split it. I want to thank the magnificent King Webb coming into the studio. He has a song coming out. Seriously?
Yes.
You got to hear it. He harmonizes in the song. And I mean, I'm saying, damn, he got a nice voice. And the kids are there. I thought they were professional singers background. It is cute. I didn't know the kids were there. Just to hear the kids in the beginning that I know in a song is a treat. But to hear King is like, damn, I didn't think you had that talent. But he does. It's coming out soon, right, King? Make it.
Yes. So excited.
Now, is this a whole album, or is this... This is...
It's going to be one of the songs off my EP, you know, because...
Okay.
I want to put this EP out first, and then I want to go back to finishing up the album that I was working on, because with the album that I was working on, I was listening to it a few weeks ago, and I said, you know what? I'm going to probably change it up, you know, and so I'm going to start out with the EP first and go. Then after the EP is released, then I'm going to rework on my the album that I have. And so, yeah, because I met this new producer, and he produces music for Lil Wayne, and he's willing to work with me. You know, this new producer, and so he's got some stuff that I like. So.
Is that the new partnership I was seeing?
I don't know. I mean, this guy, he's been hitting me up quite a bit, you know, and I sent him a short clip of the new song I was working on, and he was just like, he replied back in my DM yesterday on Instagram with, you know, with the fire emojis, and he was like, yo, this is hot, you know, and so I don't know. I have no idea.
Wow.
So.
Well, I believe
I like it. I do. I like it. I like it. And Melissa has a new song coming out, too. She has a good song. It's a rap song from Boston. Melissa, maybe she'll sing it to us. Melissa. She's shy.
Oh, we've lost her. She's busy.
No, she's here. She's working on her new album. Yeah. Yeah. No money, no honey. Turn the top sharp. Top. With the bullet.
That sounds like that song you sent me. No honey, no money.
Oh,
it's the same thing.
Oh, that's it. No money, no honey. Yeah.
That's the
and
theme
the
of most
subtitle
songs.
Is like,
country,
I'm not fucking
Western,
fooling
around. Everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Cardi B was singing. I think it was Cardi B was singing, and somebody threw some ice on her ass, and she got upset.
Oh yeah.
And, and before she was saying somebody cool her down, and that you know, that splashed my girl, and then somebody actually did. There was some water on her ass, and she threw the microphone at him. She's not taking that shit. Was she wrong?
Yeah.
was she wrong? Because she said 10 minutes earlier, I'm hot, splash me some water, and the guys were saying, splash my girl. But that was like 10 minutes, I think it was 10 or 15 minutes before, and then somebody did do the cup, and she got mad and threw it at him.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know, you know? I don't know. What do you think, King? You don't ask the audience to do shit. You don't know what they're going to be throwing up on that stage. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what they're on.
I think
on
I think
a regular basis, yeah. When you say stuff like that, you're inviting
wrong,
it.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't know. We don't know what was in the person's cup or.
That's
you know,
right.
I mean, you just
you have.
That's almost that's almost as worse as spitting on someone. You know.
I know.
So,
you're right.
Yeah.
You're right. You just don't know what's in that. You don't ask nobody for nothing in that audience. You know. You just sing your shit and leave. I remember when I was just a host of some shit in Louisiana. I did my thing for about 10 minutes. I was up there telling the worst jokes you ever heard. It's like, you want an example of a bad joke? Here's a bad joke. Let's see if you laugh. The worst joke ever. And I like bad jokes. I'm a big fan of bad jokes. Here's the worst joke ever. I'll go to Pat, what is the scariest plant? What is the scariest plant?
I don't know.
A bamboo. Boo. The worst ever. I'm a big fan of them.
That's a child level, yeah.
I know. My jokes are the level of a 5th grader, a bad, bad, naughty 5th grader. And I love those. Bamboo. Come on, you laughed. See, you're still laughing. You hate yourself right now.
No. I would laugh if a kid told me that joke, too.
Yeah, but you have a grown man up there doing it, and you're saying, there ain't no comedy store. What's this comedy thing? What's that man saying? There ain't no Chappelle. Get out of here. There's no Dave. No, I'm Brian. That was
care.
Dave Chappelle. Why do you call yourself Brian Chappelle? I don't know. That's sell more tickets. I want to thank, again, the Father, the son, the rapper, the musician, the teacher, the trainer, the working man, and soon we're going to be flying our destination, and we're going to say, every time we land, thank you, King, for making sure this airplane landed right. King Webb, everybody, his song's coming out pretty soon. King Webb, I want to give him the cheers, and it's good to hear his voice. There he is. King Webb.
Yeah.
You all know her from every magazine in Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Maine. She's on the cover, her and Jackie O, Melissa. Beautiful lady. She's on the mend. She broke her femur. You give me femur in the morning. Even when she's not feeling well, she still makes my crotch swell. Oh, sorry. Oh, gosh, she hates me. I hate you, Brian. Okay. Even when you're not feeling well, you still make my crotch swell. She's the hottie from New Hampshire, Melissa. Thank you for coming in, Melissa. Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you. Yes. There she's coming in with her cane and her walker. She's mending. I'll get you, you radio boy. I'll get you and your little dog, too. Thank you, Melissa. Last but not least, you have seen her on TV and the news getting arrested for reading naked. I swear I'm a tarot card reader and not a prostitute. I just give them this hot. I read with my clothes off because it's hot, and they pay me. Don't get me confused with no hoe.
This week they'd pay me to put the clothes back on.
Exactly. Leave my G's alone. I got to let them out. So hot in here. I'm no prostitute. Oh, that'd be $35 for the reading, sir. The nudity was free. The sexy Pat. Pat, everybody, the sexy Pat. There she is right there.
Thank you, dear.
And I am your favorite radio host that I can't really speak to y'all. But, hey, it's either that or you won't hear from me again. So take what you got, right? I am Brian
well,
the Hammer Jackson.
We'll take it.
Thank you. That's what she said.
You're going to have to give me lines soon.
I know. Let it rain. I'll give you the motorboat. Yeah.
You'll get it back. You'll get it back.
These are sounds I'm going to make him just in the pat. She can just play him when she wants to when she's in the mood. All right, track two, let's do the lizard. I love this one. I'm going to put this on my ringtone whenever Brian calls me. Answer the phone. Pat right there, everybody. And you know
okay,
what?
Okay, so you're reading much close, eh?
Yes.
Okay,
you know,
just checking.
You know, people tell me how much they love the show, and I love you guys. And the only thing I can end the show is with this, and this is what it means to me. This is what I can end the show with. Well, I can't end it with that. There you go. This is what you guys mean to me. Melissa, King, Pat, Laverne. Thank you.
Taking a break from all your work sure would help a lot. Wouldn't you like to get away? All those nights when you've got no light, the check is in the mail, and your little angel hung the cat up by its tail, and your third fiancé didn't show. Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came. You wanna be where you can see, our troubles are all the same. You wanna be where everybody knows your name. Roll out of bed, Mr. Coffee's dead, the morning's looking bright. Your shrink ran off to Europe and didn't even write. And your husband wants to be a girl. Be glad there's one place in the world where everybody knows your name. And they're always glad you came. You wanna go where people know. People are all the same. You wanna go. Everybody knows your name.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll see you tomorrow. Hey, everybody.